This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hi. Didn't see you guys at the big get-together.
Which one?
Gathering?
Dan Mason's wedding.
Really?
On Saturday.
I was there. I was catering.
I guess you guys...
I was in the kitchen.
I guess you guys weren't invited, huh?
Apparently not.
Ass kissers only. That's why I was there.
Ah.
Did you go?
Of course, Mike. I took my shirt off. I was the guy that said if there's anyone... who thinks there's a reason this marriage should not be happening?
You stood up?
Yeah. It was a gag.
Mm-hmm.
And a good one.
And then I went out, I just started Donnie Simpson's car. It just sat in it, warmed it up until he was done.
Oh, very good.
Okay, hi, everybody.
I'm glad you had a good time.
I sat next to Michael Hughes.
Exciting.
Oh, that's great.
I'm just relaying information about a public feature, a public
event.
Person.
Yes.
A public person, a personality, the president of our radio division.
Yes.
Who got married right here in D.C. over the weekend.
Really?
I heard.
And we didn't get invited.
I heard Michael was the ring bearer. Is that true? Did he have the ring on a pillow?
That would be bad luck, I think, if you got married.
Was Donnie there?
Yeah. Donnie Simpson and Michael Hughes were there.
Wonderful.
Anyway, missed you guys. It was a great party. I wish you could have been there.
Sounds like it. I'm stunned.
It was fantastic.
Had no idea.
I had a good time.
Well, sure.
I kept saying, I'm sure Mike's invitation and Buzz's invitation were lost in the mail.
Had to have been.
I don't know. And I also said, this does taste like chicken.
Because it was chicken.
I don't know what it was, Mike.
Right.
It was crazy, though.
How was the reception?
Everybody, well, Hughes was himself.
Right.
You know him.
Mm-hmm.
Warm wine enema. Once he started doing the electric slide.
Yeah. Right.
Why, around that time, all of the people just, it was like Moses, like Moses parting the Red Sea.
Uh-huh. Very exciting.
Just Michael Hughes right there.
He's always the life of the party.
Middle of the dance floor.
I got to wonder what it's like to be invited to something like that. Because you know you're invited. These local guys that were invited to this thing
right.
were invited because the president of the company happens to be getting married here.
Yes.
Right over the weekend.
Right.
So I wonder, I'm wondering about the guest list.
Yes.
That he says, okay, I've got all of these managers
mm-hmm.
and all of these DJs. How do you decide who makes the suck-up list
mm-hmm. right.
coming to the guy's wedding?
Sure.
Because you've got to think at some point the guy, when he gets at home, he looks at his wedding pictures, you know, the wife's going to go, well, who's this guy?
Uh-huh.
And he's going to go, that's Michael Hughes. I thought you fired him. No, not yet.
Uh-huh. Did they have good finger food?
Yes.
Was it a band or a disc jockey?
Actual yes. Fingers. It was real fingers,
yes.
Mike.
Yes.
And yes, yes, it was a good band and a good disc jockey. What a great party. And like I said, when I broke the glass... Congratulations.
Mazel tov.
All the best to the couple from the Don and Mike Show.
For sure.
So congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Mason, who got married in town over the weekend.
Very nice.
And now on with the show.
Okay.
What about the managers that didn't get invited?
Yeah.
I would think that they'd be a little nervous.
Do you think that Hughes is the only suit that got invited?
Oh, no. Of course not.
Couldn't have been. I wouldn't think.
Really?
There would have to be others.
Don't you think that the...
Well, didn't he? You know who was there. You were there.
Well, Mike, it was a whirlwind of...
Why don't you
activity.
Tell us who was there?
Oh, it was a crowd.
Well, Buzz and I were excluded, but you obviously were there with your tuxedo.
I didn't even know.
Did you wear your tuxedo?
No, the thing is, it was like that Tom Cruise movie.
Right.
It was like that crazy Tom Cruise movie.
That kooky, crazy Tom Cruise
movie? The Stanley Kubrick movie.
Eyes Wide Shut?
We all had on the masks that had little sticks on
them. And did it end up like the Tom Cruise movie?
Absolutely.
That'd be fun. Always wanted to go to a party like that.
It would have been fun.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
wear
it's,
your mask. Mask optional.
Where is the thing?
There it is. You have your own mask, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, here we go.
You found your invitation?
No,
yeah,
I
he's found getting it. He's getting his invitation out right now.
No, I just read about it on DCR TV.
Oh, I see.
CBS's Mason marries.
Right.
DC area's Dan Mason, president of CBS Radio, married, name not to be announced, Saturday at the Ritz-Carlton McLean, WPGC-FM morning man Donnie Simpson.
Of course.
And CBS Radio DC cluster honcho.
Yes.
Michael Hughes.
He's in charge of the cluster.
Attended the festivities.
Great.
I'm just wondering, you know, if you're the Masons, you know, how you feel about making this guest list.
Right.
Right? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe these guys are really, truly friends.
They might be.
All of them, and there's a good reason that they were invited, and we weren't.
Well, I you know, have we ever really worried about not being invited to things?
Mike, we were invited to Joe Theismann's wedding.
We were. And he, I invited him to mine.
Yes, he was.
And he came.
Anywho.
I really feel put off.
Anywho. Congratulations to the couple.
Feel about the
no.
same.
There you go.
No.
Mike, all of us.
No.
All of us brown nosers got our invitations. I'm sorry.
I know. If I could just learn to kiss ass
maybe
a little bit more.
Maybe you could just learn from the master.
I
here.
Know.
Place your nose right there.
If
sniff.
I could try a little harder.
Just kiss a little more butt.
I'd be better.
You and me.
I just can't bring myself to do that, Don. I'm a rebel. What can I say?
What a great table it was. Me and Donnie Simpson and Michael Hughes.
Fun, fun, fun.
Just three cats talking about life.
I like the way you... You kind of waltz in from going and not going.
No,
now,
I,
what's
what,
it going to be?
No.
You got to say, what's the problem? Listen, I know you're trying to make this thing. We know you were there, and we weren't. Okay, so just stop trying to sugarcoat
it. Okay, then I will just end it by saying congratulations to the couple. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, Joe, it was a pleasure carpooling with you.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Did Joe power wash the patio before the reception?
Joe was invited.
I know he was.
We got that.
He was an invited guest.
It's a very, very select group.
Clearly.
All right, let's start today's show. Because this is...
Godspeed and congratulations to the new couple.
I know it's kind of awkward for everyone in this room, which is why I brought it up right here, right up front.
Uh-huh. Not awkward for me. You know what it is for me?
What?
It's an old familiar feeling. It's an old familiar feeling.
Hello,
come on,
feeling.
Come on. We wouldn't have wanted to go to that thing anyway.
You're right about that.
But it would have been nice to have been asked.
Yeah, it would have.
Just so we could have said we were busy doing our charity work.
Which we do every weekend. You know, I think we just added to the list of great snubs throughout our career.
How could you possibly get married and not want us to be at the party?
We're the life of the party. I mean, when we arrive at any social function, we make it work.
Isn't a party.
I mean, let's face it. We're the jesters. We understand that.
Right. We have... the matching, not matching, but we have the pastel color tuxedos with the top hats and the canes.
The whole Dumb and Dumber thing. We do it.
They don't realize that whole bit out of the movie Dumb and Dumber was based on how we show up at weddings and also Christmas parties.
weddings for executives.
We come in. I mean, the whole thing, yeah, we weren't going to sue the producers and Jim Carrey.
Why?
You know, for that movie. But yeah. The fact is, we made an entrance that way. What, 10, 11 years ago, where we came in hitting each other with the canes on our legs?
I don't know.
And, of course, Mr. Last Blow, I walk in through the door, and, man, right on the back of my thighs, as hard as he could.
Ouch. I guess he just needed seat fillers.
You think that's it?
I guess that was it. You know, because I think he's
based, we have to find out about that guest list.
He's based in New York now.
Love to know
right.
who else was there.
So I'm guessing that Hughes was like a human shield.
Still comes down here on a regular basis, though.
Yeah, well.
He's one of the power brokers.
You would know better than I.
No, you would know better than I.
No, you would.
Au contraire, mon frère.
No, au contraire.
You would know better than I.
You want to talk about... You want to be, what is that tape we have? You want to be out of the circle?
You want to be connected?
You want to be connected?
You
where's
are
that
connected.
Tape? I ain't connected anymore. I got news for you. My connections are when I got to read stuff on Rupert's site,
right?
That I used to know.
Did he go to the wedding,
Rupert?
Uh huh.
How did he find out?
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Probably Hughes wrote him. Seriously,
dear Rupert,
I went to the wedding. I went to the wedding.
I was there. None of the other managers were invited.
He was there. I know he was there.
Just me.
Just walking around to all the guests. He greeted all the guests with cocktails. Oh, I like being on the outside looking in.
All right, then we'll start.
I truly do.
Like there you said, go. Familiar.
Anyway, Mike, you know more than me, and here's proof.
But I want to be connected. I want to be part of the loop.
It's taken us 8 years to totally disconnect you the way you always wanted to be. So keep this in mind. If I connect you, you will be connected.
Fine. Then connect me.
Fine. Connected you will be.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm unconnected now.
Disconnected.
Disconnected. Yes. Thank you.
A certain kind of thought process.
Thought process?
Yeah, thought process.
What thought process?
Like the thought process we're involved in right now. I think we should try and catch it, put a stop to it.
Fine. And stop it, we shall do.
You are disconnected and you are unimaginably talented.
And before we actually start the show, so sad for Jerry. So sad for Jerry.
I doff my Red Sox cap to you.
Only 39 million beans. I think you spent more than that promoting the piece of crap.
Oh, yeah.
You said it. You called American Gangster.
Mm-hmm. America stood up this weekend to you, Jerry Seinfeld.
I thought B-Movie would do it, even though I hated to see him do it, but he didn't do it. Good.
It did not.
Not thick enough.
Let's start with some Larry and Jerry, shall we?
And they put us on Thursday. We went from 58 to 4 in 1 week. And that was it. And then we started doing better than Cheers. And then I don't know. I don't know how it happened.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented. Is this still CNN?
Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also. Yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers. Last episode.
Were you? Don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Then he says,
"We'll be right back."
Jeez.
B movie opens tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Larry was just out of it.
Good for Larry.
Larry was just so totally out of it. Yeah, we'll be right back.
All right, and before we start, here's a word from our sponsor.
Ever had to get to the rodeo, but you had this problem? I'm Franklin, born with a tooth. From Brockett Used Motors, and I'll let you in on just a little bit of a deal. All right. If you come down here with a case of beer, I can give you a good deal on an old 65 Chevy Impala four-door. You can put both the mother and the father-in-law in there and the six cousins and as well their sisters. And don't forget Grandma, too. You can even get five others in the trunk if you take out the spare tire.
Right.
And on Wednesdays, you can drive into town and hang out around Galt Gardens. It doesn't have any hubcaps, and a window in the back is just plastic. But a good deal at only $4 to $8 if you bring me a case of whiskey. Come on down today. Listen to one satisfied customer. Okay, we'll see what we got here. This son of a bitch car better start. I gotta get to the rodeo. She's running a little rough. And Whitey car. He's a spark plug. This thing's a piece of shit. It.
Ernie Case car.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now I'm mad.
All right.
Hello.
something?
What's that?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Oh, that's happened. The following radio show can be heard by people.
I'm not happy.
Thank you, Paul. Where's that other one?
I got your candy right here.
Come on, where's what I'm looking for?
What glorious goo.
And of course, glorious goo is...
Being careful?
Yes.
It's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
You see, the problem is, we've grown apart.
The problem is, you don't share my interest in not being with you. Now I'm mad.
Too many tapes at once.
Ew. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah. There we go. Hi, everybody.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Welcome back to the film.
Friends of the bride to the left.
Welcome.
Friends of the groom to the right. Don and Mike show, everybody.
This show is great.
It's going to be funny, I think.
This show is going to be funny.
So good.
So good.
The Don and Mike show and a new episode of this Monday.
Beauty. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Phone number, same as it was last week, 877-365-3636. What are you doing?
I got a stomachache. No, I'm actually trying to cover up my phone from ringing because I didn't turn the ringer off.
Uh-huh. That's all right. While you're doing that, I will call my phone.
Call your phone.
To start today with the drunk message I received from Joe over the
Another
weekend.
Another drunk message.
Oh, good.
God, I forgot to give him my phone number.
See
last
if
time
you can guess while I dial the number up here, uh-huh, the day and the time he called.
Hmm. I'm going to say Saturday at 3 a.m.
Saturday is correct, Mike. 3 a.m. is not. Buzz.
I'd say 1:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Did you get a call?
No.
You're very close.
I know what time he makes his calls.
1 p.m. Saturday.
Wow, cool.
12:57 to be exact.
I see.
He called you too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Did he speak to you or leave you a message?
No, we spoke.
Love starting.
Howdy. I'm not here. Call me back.
Please enter your password.
Password?
Come on, Joe.
Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1.
Here we go.
First saved message.
Hey, homo. I got the box today. It wasn't Federal Express.
Oh,
it was UPS, you goof.
He sounds wasted.
Got it.
His Xbox.
I didn't have to work again today, so I'm going to open it up and get her hooked up.
He sounds like Jim.
Go rent me a thing to play it. So
they sound similar.
Dude. You didn't have to do this.
They sound remarkable.
Give me a call later. Talk to you later. Bye. Thanks.
All right. I think they have similar
end
energy.
End of message. Yeah. To delete this message, press 7.
Well,
to
yeah.
save it in the archives, press 9. Yeah. Message deleted. Next message.
Hi, baby. I wanted to just get...
Excuse me, private.
Deleted. Next message.
Sure.
Thank you for the Halloween candy. We love you.
Grandchildren?
Oh, grandchildren.
We love you.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah,
we're doing okay. We're doing okay here. Just wanted to get that message before we got dinner and bedtime. Oh, hold on. Oh. Carl didn't say it.
She's the youngest one.
Thank you for the candy.
Ah.
I love you. Bye.
Hold on.
Message deleted.
Here we go.
White power.
Oh,
in America. White power. Today.
He's doing a reading.
White power. In America. Before it gets too late. White power.
There you
end of message. To delete this message, press 7. To save it in the archives, press 9.
Felt
to
like,
hear more options,
like
press
performing.
0.
Wow.
To replay this message, Press 4 wow. to get envelope.
White power in America.
3 minutes until 1 on Saturday
white power
afternoon.
Wow.
Today. White power in America.
I was doing this at a coffee shop.
Before it gets too late, white power.
With a beret.
End of message. To delete. Message deleted.
Yeah,
end of messages.
That's a good idea.
Oh, you're not saving?
TCBQ.
What's up for America? Wow. What's up today? What's up for America? For it gets too late.
Gotta ask Joe. Joe, how was your weekend?
More than welcome. A couple hot dogs in the bottom and all the pretzels.
He's not even listening.
I think there sounds like he's getting food.
Stranger in the building delivering food.
Sounds Joe's getting his eat on.
Turn around this way, Buzz. Don't look at
right. Sorry.
And they, you know, nobody would like them. So I also brought, imagine, I know they're on the air. I can't talk to them now. I know.
They don't know we're on the air.
God, he's stupid.
Partner in life and in business, my wife. And some.
Joe's back there getting food from someone and doesn't even realize that the microphone is on that we're talking to him. To ask him why he was calling me with the White Power song at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I live in Rockville. I live in Falls in 270. I'd like to come back. I borrowed this bag from the store in Wheaton Plaza.
Okay.
I want you to know no one's going to be eating whatever food this cat brought.
It sounds
in.
Like a private citizen bringing food by.
Yes.
Sure does.
It's not a corporate visit.
Okay.
It's still kind of warm.
Still kind of
still
warm.
Still kind of warm because the people's blood is still
the entrails.
Still in the.
Hey, you want to distract Joe?
The human brownies.
Chow, right?
Sure.
Listen, look, he is completely captivated by this.
Look at him back there.
Has no idea that we're even talking about it.
Stay tuned,
Joe.
Yes, Don.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, Joe, what's going on back there?
This guy Eric from Andy M's Pretzels is here. Just brought us a big box of pretzels.
You were speaking about
that. That's who you were speaking to.
Joe, what prompted the 12:57 p.m. Saturday afternoon white power call?
I don't know. Just trying to think of something funny. I don't know.
Were you imbibing?
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
Well, I'd like a yes or
based
no
on the
that.
Time, I would say that was a safe assumption.
Little more than probably, Joe. We had discussed it at about 10 minutes earlier.
Oh, okay. So it was the Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember, we spoke as well.
Rob, you picked up.
I recall.
Picked up the
phone. I was
phone.
In the car. I was on my way to get my son, and Joe was on the phone, and I picked up.
Oh, this is the middle of the day.
Like about lunchtime.
Oh, I thought it was like midnight-ish.
12:57 p.m.
Oh, 12:57 p.m.
1 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
And I applauded Joe for his high function.
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday. But you didn't sing to me, Joe.
I'm sorry, maybe next time.
What were
maybe.
You doing, Joe?
Getting ready to make chili. Uh-huh. Just kick it on a Saturday. Kick it freestyle.
Freestyle.
All right, thanks, you retard.
How was the chili?
It's very good. I just finished some.
Bloody Mary and chili?
No, the chili was later in the day. You got to let it simmer.
But I mean, same day, Bloody Mary and chili?
Yes.
Straining at stool?
No.
I would imagine that was quite a burn factor on Sunday.
It was. I suppose you've been there.
Well, don't worry about anything going on with the telephones or the show. Make sure that the pretzel guy gets all of your attention.
Well, Auntie Anne's.
Christ, you stupid whore.
Is it Auntie Annie's, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Did he get it wrong? I mean, if you're talking pretzels.
That would kind of.
Auntie Anne's.
Be kind of nice if you did. Hello, Don and Mike Show. First call of a brand new week.
Hi, it's Albie VD.
Is this really Albie?
It is me. It's Albie VD.
No, see, Albie VD does not refer to himself as Albie VD.
Well, that would be the way that I would tell you who I was on your phone call, that it's Albie VD. You know, the cut T-shirt and the neck and the whole thing. And
It sounds whisperingly like Albie D.
Were you at Dan Mason's wedding on Saturday?
I was calling you to tell you I didn't see you in the room there. I was DJing.
This is Albie.
This is Albie.
Yeah, this is Albie.
Yeah. So you were DJing at that soiree.
I DJed the soiree. Yes, I did.
Really?
Yes, I did.
And was it a fantastic affair?
Well, of course it was a fantastic affair. I was surprised that I didn't see you there, guys.
Well, now, we certainly were when we read about it on DCR TV.
Did you really DJ the event?
Yes, I did. I really DJed the event.
Wow.
Well, you know, I mean, it's still not full time. I need to make as much money as I can.
I understand. So, hey, Albie, what was Michael Hughes being there? I can't think that he and Dan Mason are actually friends. Was Hughes there like as a representative or a seat filler? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know.
You still got to work for the guy.
Yeah. Albie, was it a DJ heavy event? Were there DJs there besides Donnie?
No, there was only one other DJ there. That was Michelle Wright, middays over at WPGC. But mostly, you know, friends of Dan and his new wife, Kathy.
There you go. I think you've said enough right there. Friends of Dan.
Friends of Dan.
Friends of Dan.
Very good.
All right, Albie VD, always great hearing from you. No kidding.
It's a pleasure, guys.
The Don of D.C.,
Albie. You're sounding good on the globe, Albie.
Thank you, my friend.
Rock on, Albie. Albie VD.
Good man. And that's good. Good of him to call. He was the pay to help. Two DJs invited.
So I guess John Pop was booked?
I guess so.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know.
Three DJs, if you count
Albie. Three DJs, yes,
Albie. Albie was not an invited guest.
But still still quite an honor, I would imagine, to be chosen to spin.
That gig.
I didn't know that Albie does that, but I guess he does do that on the side.
Well, Albie is between gigs now. You know, he's got he's got a gig at XM, and he's got a gig at 94.7.
Right.
So, you know, he's got a lot of things going on.
Is he doing any record hops?
Well, that's exactly what he did.
Exactly?
Same thing. Yeah. Exactly.
He DJed the president of the company's wedding on Saturday. That we were not invited to. Excuse me, that you guys were not invited to.
He word friend.
You guys. Right.
But you had a good time?
FOD, friend of Dan. I had, as Bill Medley said to Jennifer Warrens, yes. I've had the time of my life.
Did you dirty dance?
Did Albie play that?
He did. Mm-hmm. Over and over.
But,
of course, it was Macarena Helen.
I bet he did play that. I bet he did play that.
People love it.
The time of my life.
You know what?
I owe it all to you.
You know, we didn't get invited, and we knew the wedding was coming up, and all those hours that you and I practiced the lifts in the pool.
Nobody puts Mike in the corner.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate Don on correctly guessing American Gangster. Beat and B movie, and I just wanted to tell Mike about a funny part in B movie that he might get a kick out of.
But I'll never see it. That's the point. So you might as well tell me what the funny part is.
Well, it's just if they know that DreamWorks always takes a shot at Disney, and it was funny watching because I had to go with my kids, but it was funny watching the kids when DreamWorks took the shot at Disney by shooting and killing Winnie the Pooh.
Something the whole family. I understand Clay Aiken liked it, too. B-movie, Larry, you don't know who I am.
All right, so here we go with the weekend. I got to start by telling you that my sister-in-law, Judy, has spent the weekend with us. And if there is a more perfect house guest, I really don't know if there is. I mean, she should write a book seriously about coming into someone's home and not being obtrusive and putting herself in the middle of everything.
Right.
Anyway, just as cool as can be.
Wonderful.
She came into town this weekend to go with Janet to go to see Paula Deen downtown.
Now, come on. What are you playing that sound effect for when you were professing your love about her
doing
on
her
Friday?
Her one-woman stage show.
Did she bring anything back for you?
Oh, she did my love toys. No, actually, here I do.
I mean, if she shook hands, you instructed her not to wash her hand, right?
Actually, she did not, and I'll tell you about that, about the heavy, heavy Paula Deen security.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. They're stars.
She called me at about 10:30. She and Judy were making their way wherever it was downtown where there was this cooking expo, and she said, hold on, I'm going to roll down the window. I wanted you to hear something. And I heard something along the lines of, hell no, we won't go, hell no, we won't go. I said, what's going on? And she said, there are people from Smithfield Hams who are protesting Paula Deen, and they're all wearing gigantic chef hats.
Wow.
She's a controversial figure.
Wow. Smithfield. That's where I told you I have my Paula Deen picture on my lunch meat that I get.
Well, this was confusing to me because I know that, I thought that they were a sponsor of hers.
Yeah.
And I know that the tickets that Janet had bought for this thing said Smithfield Presents.
Okay. You know, that's her big sponsor.
Anyway, so she had pissed off some workers in the company or something.
Huh.
So they made their way through, and then it was just the ultimate CF where people were not given tickets that had seat numbers on them.
Oh.
They said if you bought your ticket in April, you get an upfront ticket. So make sure that if you bought your ticket in April, you hold your hand up now, and we will give you a post-it note a little yellow post-it note that you will put on your ticket that will then let you in to get your book signed later. Of course, Janet didn't have any of this stuff.
What a CF.
And she is just like me in this regard. If you act like you belong, you can get just about anywhere.
True.
The problem here is that it's Janet who is not afraid to BS her way along, and Judy, my sister-in-law, who seriously is afraid that if she tells a lie, a single lie,
right,
that God is going to strike her dead.
Uh-huh.
She's kind of morally all there.
Right, right.
Unlike us. Okay. So the first thing Janet says to her is, well, this is just ridiculous. We're just going to go sit right down 9 rows from the front. And Judy said, we can't do that. We can't do that. And Janet said, sure we can. And Judy said, we don't have the post-it. Janet said, who cares? And then they got down there and someone said, do you have the armband, the wristband?
Oh, you need a wristband.
And Janet said,
tight security.
And Janet said, without even thinking twice, yes, we do. But it's underneath my sweater, underneath my jacket, and I really don't have time to show it to you. Can we just take those two seats? Uh-huh. She said the whole time, Judy was standing there, and Judy said this herself, shaking with fear.
Yeah.
You know, thinking they're doing something
bad. Petrified she's going to be thrown out on her ear.
Well, hold on, because they were. I'll tell you why. Okay. They get done with whatever the one-woman sex show is that Paul Dedeen does on stage. Uh-huh. And then if you want the thrill of buying her tiny pocket-sized cookbook and having her little ham fingers actually sign it, mm-hmm. you go to a different line, and that's where the post-its come into play.
Ah.
That you can only get your book signed if you have a post-it note.
This is such a perfect town for Food Network stars.
Yep. So Janet gets in line, and Judy says, before we didn't have the wristbands or the post-it notes, now we don't have the post-it notes that we need to get the book signed. And she says, forget it, we're in line. What are they going to do, kick us out? Mm-hmm. Well, as it turns out, someone who is in security came over and said, if there is anyone in line that does not have a post-it note, you need to point those people out to us because they have to go to the back of the line. And Janet said, immediately, everybody around them turned around and said, these two don't have post-it notes. Oh,
no. Lovely people, aren't they? Wonderful. Now, let's cook those holiday meals.
Now, at that point, for Judy,
sure,
she had had enough of this.
Of course.
Judy stepped out of line, and the security guard, I said,
way
well,
out of line.
I said, define security guard.
Yeah.
I said, middle-aged woman wearing a
matron.
A yellow, one of those yellow crowd control windbreakers.
Yes.
So, a thick woman.
Yeah, a bigger woman.
Right.
So she pulled Judy out of line and pulled Janet out of line and then said, y'all leave. Just leave now. Go. You're kicked out.
Mm.
And they stood there for a second, and Judy opened the door to the convention center or whatever it was and actually walked outside.
Uh-huh.
At that point, the guard walked away. Janet said, stay right there. She's got balls, my girlfriend. She went back in line with the same people because the security guard went somewhere else. So now she's back in line.
Like thugs. Paula Dean thugs. Uh-huh.
She's back in line with the very same people that just outed her to the security guard.
Right.
They saw the guard take them to the corner of the convention center, open the door, and now the guard has walked off somewhere else.
Okay.
Janet said that at that point, she turned on these people and she said, excuse me, I work for Smithfield Ham. And Smithfield Ham told me to be right here. And we are 4 people away from Paula Dean, and if any of you wants to challenge me on this, why don't we bring security back? Because that's why I'm here, because I belong here. And
that's
they bought it.
That's how you do it.
Good for her.
And they bought it. And at that point, she said it wasn't even the fact that she wanted to have the book signed.
Right.
It was the principle of the thing. And yes,
sure,
they were cutting in line, but it was a ridiculous way of getting people. She said it was very Disney-ish, where it was, you know,
yep,
go here and look at this while we distract you and make a left then make a right and
right,
then go around the building. And anyway,
just an overall CF.
So she said by the time that she got outside, poor Judy was literally sweating through her clothes like they had just robbed a bank or something.
Oh, no.
Saying, I can't.
Did she get a book out of it?
Janet got one. Janet got her book signed.
And got to up close and personal with Ms. Dean?
Yeah, saw her, and I guess her husband was up there, I guess.
The guy with the beard?
Jimmy.
Yeah, but she said,
is that his name, Jimmy?
No, I'm just guessing.
Jimmy.
She said
Jimmy
was,
Dean.
Jimmy Dean. She said it was weird that when you got close enough.
That's John is her husband.
That they had the velvet ropes, and it was like, you give the book to one guy, and you say what name you want in the book.
Salutations.
Then, right, then the husband signs the book, then Paula Deen signs it, and then someone says the name, and it's like an assembly line thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. These Food Network stars are very big deals, especially here in D.C.
Anyway, Jan said, so they're leaving, and after they got the book, then the people in line started screaming, There they go. So she said, that, you know, I pictured Laverne and Shirley running down the street. You know, well, these two, Judy's positive they're going to be thrown in jail for this. And Janet, on the other hand, is thrilled that she's scammed her way into this.
Yeah, because, you know,
thing.
She understands. She understands it's not that big a deal.
Right.
She did better than I did at the Jerry Lewis book signing. Because Jerry claimed there was a flu scare.
Right.
So what you had to do was turn your book in, and then at the end of the program, go and claim your book. Jerry, quote unquote, signed them all backstage.
Jerry, a little germ phobic.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, that's why he changes socks every day.
Luckily, I turned in one book and got two.
Oh, very good.
I don't
know
how this happens.
How'd that happen?
These mistakes happen all the
time. Oh, it's crowd control. It's crazy, crazy. And everybody wants a piece of the famous person.
Yeah, so just, you know, so that's the deal. Just act like you belong.
That's right.
And it was really funny to talk to them afterwards because, like I said with Judy, it was like the movie Heat. She was sitting in our kitchen on like her third glass of wine on Saturday night saying,
calming down.
This, you got to understand, I don't do stuff like this. I am Judy.
Right.
I don't, you know, I am Judy of the fake food. Judy of the plastic.
She was
food.
Terrified.
Sure. No, but it was a lot of fun.
So funny they tried to kick him out. Paula Deen, you know, it's not like it's a Motley Crue concert.
She said it was something like that they had expected maybe 5,000 and something like 20,000 idiots showed up.
I'm not surprised.
And none of them.
Unbelievable.
None of them with the reserved seats.
This place.
So they go on the honor system. They just, some guy on a bullhorn says, who bought their tickets in April?
Should be fine.
Downtown on a crisp fall afternoon.
Yeah, you put your hand up, you say, I bought them in April. They give you a post-it note. Uh-huh. Good, go to your seat.
That's incredible. I mean, it sounds like pandemonium. Did she enjoy the show?
Yeah.
Did Paula Deen cook?
Oh, did she?
Did she really?
Maybe. No, you know what, Mike? I have no idea what they did.
So if you had a little pack of Post-its, you could have been a brilliantly rich scalper.
Absolutely.
You could have been scalping the Post-its for 20 bucks.
Were they
bucks
special each? Post-its or were they just the regular
Yeller
Post-its?
Made of
she
butter.
Was, she was saying they were just regular. So they looked like little pads of butter. They were just the tiny.
With little numbers on them or something.
No, not even with numbers.
Just a yellow blank Post-it?
It's just, if you have a yellow Post-it, congratulations.
Yeah, for those ladies that had them in their purse. They're ladies that carry those in their purse.
Charlie, you ran security?
Hi there. No one gets in. Miss Deen will not be greeting. Miss Deen will not be greeting today.
How are you?
Judy! Judy! Judy, Jesus! Judy, you will be arrested. I will throw you in jail.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, Don.
Did you also do security at the Dan Mason wedding?
I did.
Did you drive down to the LBVD?
Went down, yeah, unloaded his stuff. He did the DJ, and then I let people in. And I said, Donnie Simpson! Good to see you!
Michelle Wright.
Hello, Michelle! Hi, Michael. Right over here. Your seat's up against the wall.
I certainly don't mean any disrespect.
Of course not.
Who is Michelle Wright?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but it was on the list. And then I went home with Albie. Yeah. Unloaded his stuff, and he got me a cab. As per usual. If you're here for the Paula Deen show, we have yellow Post-its. That's it. If you bought your tickets in April.
And, you know, those are the people I love, too. The people that plan this in April.
And the thing
they're the same people that buy up all the airline tickets because they can plan their lives and when they're going to blow their leaves into the street at the same time. I'll be doing that on October 10th.
She had, you know, they had a wild whim. They read about this in the newspaper. They said, sure, but she said there were a lot of people. That, and how many? April, May, June, July,
seven
August.
Months.
Seven months
to sure. Say, yes, she's coming in 7 months.
Holy Christ. Okay, more weekend stuff coming up. And again, our best of the bride and groom. And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm not happy.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Because David Ortiz was here. Big Papi himself.
Yeah.
And he brought you a present.
He did?
He did, yeah. And I've got it for you right here. Excuse me for a minute. I'll be right... Oh, it's right there.
It fell over.
It fell over. Okay. He autographed you.
Wow, what a beautiful bat.
And look what he signed it.
To Biff's daddy.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
The Don and Mike Show.
Here's Regis on the time.
I got up, you know, the alarm went off, got up, came to work. Mm. And as I'm walking in the back door where I usually come into the studio.
The secret entrance, the bat entrance.
You know, I think he's from India, the guard there at the
yes.
door.
Yes.
Sweet guy, dear guy. But I never really understood, you know, what he says in the morning to him. But today, I thought I heard the word early.
Early, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, I always say to him. Thank you very much.
No matter what he says.
Why did he say early to me? I go upstairs and I discover I'm 1 hour early for work.
Wow. Idiot. I'm with you, old man.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's really 10 minutes until 5.
Right.
I just want to point that out.
Right.
If you're on the East Coast listening to us right now, it's really in the matrix that we live in on Friday.
Is this the one that you don't agree with?
Yes. I don't like this one.
I agree. You're fine with springing forward.
I wish we'd just keep the clocks the same the whole GD year.
Brilliant. Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't pay much attention to it.
Excuse me, the whole goddamn year.
Oh, shocking.
Hate being initial. Hate using initials when you could use a word.
Want to wonder why we don't get invited to weddings?
Yeah.
Is that right
the
there?
The swearing, Paul.
Yeah, it's the MFing swearing.
The profanity bothers you, Buzz?
Mother, father would be a great
it
one.
It lacks dignity.
It has no nobility.
That's what the line is.
Well, Mike, Dan Mason and his bride, they're street kids.
Yeah.
They come from a different place than you or I.
I mean, well, I guess you're right. Everybody talks like that.
No, they don't.
Good, good, good.
Where's that tape? What are we sitting here doing a show for you?
I thought you did fine. I like it when you get him up. I do like it when you get him up.
Like I turn around, I'm looking at him like, "Go get the tape we're talking about." He's looking at me like, "You guys sure are swell.
You guys sure are funny." Good Monday show, guys.
It's the same show I listened to when I was a boy.
You guys are rocking today.
I'm Rob Speedbump.
You are on your game today.
There we go.
Okay. Won't be as good as when you did it.
The swearing, Paul. There, I said it.
GD.
The profanity bothers you.
Bothers you, Buzz?
It has no nobility.
Nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid.
The Masons.
Everybody talks like that.
They do not. What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? Oh,
feed
now,
store.
Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And in the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christing money. There, look there. Look. See what you made me do.
Oh, I recommend that one for Thanksgiving.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Yeah, was the bride in her late teens or early 20s?
Oh, no, I do not know, sir.
That would be the only way I'd know that Mike wouldn't be invited, you know, competition.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I give you a Clay Aiken laugh is what I give you, friend.
All right, hold on. Let me finish up the weekend here and then on with the show. I was mentioning my sister-in-law, Judy, and without getting terribly serious with everybody, I'm so blessed to have a sister-in-law as cool as Judy because... You know, in a lot of situations, a guy like me, Frida's passed away almost 2.5 years ago. And a lot of situations you would find something like that the husband, me, the widower, mm-hmm. would maybe find some distance between, you
right.
know, my departed wife's family. Right. Nothing could be further from the truth. And it's so really gratifying. I get the feeling that Frida is watching over us and is approving everything and mm-hmm. liking everything because really at some point it's spooky. On Saturday night when we're sitting at our kitchen table and Judy's voice is similar to Frida's voice.
Yep. Right.
Judy is physically similar to Frida. And I realize I'm there at the table. I've had a couple of drinks. They've had a couple of glasses of wine. Judy's a widow. We're talking about what it's been through. And Janet is sitting there, you know, letting none of this affect her. And mm-hmm. I just find it all incredibly tranquil and very calming and,
oh, good.
And soothing.
That's
and
really good.
Very blessed that, you know, things are cool like
it's
that.
Peaceful. Good.
So Judy had had a snootful on Saturday, and she passed out, went to bed about 10 p.m., and I went upstairs, and I thought, okay, time for me to make a move.
Little nookie time?
I am horny. Now, here is the problem. The problem is that normally if we are going to knock boots, we take the dog, the bulldog, uh-huh. and we put him in the other room.
Oh, I thought, boy, you scared me for a second there.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to bring,
we get the bulldog up on all fours, Mike.
You get the bulldog involved, you know.
We get some KY.
I make sure we put the bulldog between us.
Some peanut butter.
No, so the thing is, I start making my move Saturday night. I'm suave. I'm sophisticated. You know, I let her know that Fabio's here mm-hmm. and get ready for a night of ecstasy.
Is that when you stand in the middle of the bedroom and kind of just clutch it?
I had just got done clipping my toenails.
Oh, okay. Then you're ready for love. The moon is
kind set. Of a turn on because my feet are clean now. You know, no more fungi.
Decent.
So I said, you know, something like, hey, how about it? And she said, you know, sure. And went to do whatever it is that girls do before.
Right.
And came back in the room. And I said, no. This will never do because we started petting. And she was configured like a snake charmer. I mean, she was, I realized her torso was bent over in a weird way. And I said, why are you laying like this? And she said, well, because Oscar is between my legs where he normally sleeps.
The bulldog.
I said, well, you know the rule. I can't get it. I said, no. I said, just stop for a second. I can't do nothing with the dog here.
Most people have trouble getting undressed with the dog watching.
Well, we've been doing our stuff like under the covers. Like I said, it was pretty teenage stuff.
Yeah.
And then she said, oh, come on. Just try it with the dog.
And I said, no. Oh, no.
I can't. So she got up and she went and put the dog in the other room. So she comes back and lays down in bed. And immediately we hear from the next room, you know. And now we've got Judy. Who's up in the guest room, and we don't want to wake her up.
Right.
She's had an extremely long day.
Sure.
So we go back, and we bring the dog back into bed. Now, at this point, Janet is being as accommodating as possible, and she says, oh, come on. He's fine. Look, listen, he'll just lay on the corner of the bed.
Oh, no.
So this is the problem.
Can't have that. It's not good.
She's, the dog is at the foot of the bed.
Yeah.
And, of course, with me, it's, you know. If one thing about me, first it is I always drive defensively, and second, it's woman on top.
Right.
Those are the two rules I live by.
Right.
Anyway.
Woman on top, dog at feet.
At one point, we started just fooling around, and I said to her, I cannot do this. And she said, why? I said, Oscar is staring at me. And she said, what do you mean?
Because the dogs will always stare.
And she said, what do you mean? I said, turn around. He had scooched up. So he was not at the corner of the bed.
Right.
He was literally like half an inch away from Janet's naked body. And he was just looking at me like, what are you doing to her?
Was he panting?
Kind of. And he had that look that bulldogs, he had that half smile.
Right.
That like, what are you doing? Are you playing? What are you doing? And I said,
just fascinated.
I said, we just can't. Look at him. He's looking at me.
He never sees it.
And I don't know how women do this. She expects me to stay at attention uh-huh. while she's half naked and she's leaning over and she's petting the dog now. And saying,
oh, no. The dog too involved.
She says, come on, he's a good boy. And I said, oh, that's...
Yeah, that would kill it for me.
Uh-huh. I said, I never quit on this, but, you know, no can do.
No, not you. You're within your rights and you're perfectly normal. I don't know anybody that... No, guys. I mean, dogs. No. Dogs bad.
Couldn't do it.
So he every time when you, well, obviously you've had this situation before, right?
No, what we do
is put the dog away,
put him in the other room, but because we had a house guest,
he couldn't do.
We didn't want the dog to bark and wake.
So he was in a place he wasn't accustomed to being.
Well, he's accustomed to being in that room and to scream your head off. There's nothing. No one's going to hear your room except.
So you guys, when you do that, you go ahead with him screaming normally.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kind of drowns out her screaming.
Ignore him. Yeah.
You know, you get her screaming of ecstasy and the
Got to give a tip of the cap to Beluga on that one. Beluga is super cool. Goes into the bathroom, shut the door, silence. Not a peep out of him.
Are you lucky?
That's frustrating. Have you thought about giving him the run of the house? If the dog barking doesn't bother you, I mean, that's fine.
No, it doesn't. We just had a house guest. So anyway,
right.
Judy leaves Saturday or Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. I got my nut. I know you'd be wondering about that.
I feel you incurable romantic.
And once I was satisfied, I was ready to sit back and wait like everybody else for the game of the century. And it was a great game. Everybody loves the game yesterday. Blah, 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 blah. The last, I don't know, 20 seconds of it, I had had about enough weekend and was just slash time change, tired enough. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, a little pissed at the Colts. Little pissed that the Patriots came back to do this.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm sitting there just looking at the TV, and Brady's, the last 2 minutes, he's kneeling. Janet says to me, well, that's not fair. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, the Patriots are cheating again.
What did Brady get so pissed at the ref about? Like on the second kneel. Did you see that when he was chewing the ref out for something?
Mike, I wish I could tell you. I was in the middle of a very heated discussion like the McLaughlin group at this point because I was just fried enough that Janet said, they're cheating. And I turned to her and I said, what do you mean they're cheating? She said, well, they should have to run a play. I said, it's a kneel down, honey. I said,
right.
Everybody in the world knows it's a kneel down. She said, well, I didn't know it's a kneel down. And I said, just like that. Go get the Madden game. It's in the playbook. I said it just like that with that tone.
A little condescending.
Go get the Madden game. It's in the playbook. Your beloved Steelers have done it. Everybody does it. She's
exasperated condescension.
She said, why are you so upset? I said, because everybody knows that this is a play that all football teams walk. At that point, she walked out of the room.
Right.
Yeah.
She just walked to the kitchen.
Because you were a little pissed off. You were pulling for the Colts.
So I go to the kitchen. She's standing out there. She's pissed. Mm. Really pissed. She's sitting there, got her arms folded. And I say, come on. Hey, baby, come on. Come on. She said, listen, I don't know everything about football. And I don't appreciate you treating me like I'm an idiot. And then I walked right into it. I said, honey, listen, I am so sorry. You're not an idiot. I'm wrapped up in the game. But really. Anybody that's been watching football since day one.
Take a knee.
And then I said to her, miracle at the Meadowlands. Mm-hmm. She said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I said, the famous play where the guy for the Giants fumbles.
Joe Pisarcik.
Herm Edwards for the Eagles picks up the ball. That's why they do this now. Mm-hmm. She said, I don't know what you're talking about. Is this something else that everybody in the world knows? And then, again, I should have just backed away and said, No, you're fine. I said, no. I said, you know what? No. Most people don't know that. But most people do know that the kneel down is not cheating. So it was dicey.
So she was a little upset about that.
Sure. Yeah.
And probably, well, she doesn't know all the details, right?
No, she doesn't.
She hasn't logged enough of those games where, you know, but they that's what they do now. I hate that, too, though. I hate that part of the game.
And I wanted to be with her because she's rooting against the Patriots because she, like most people, sees Patriots Colts as good versus evil, and evil beats good this time.
Right.
You know, the Darth Vader guys win, and she's mad, and she thinks that they're cheating at the end of the game, but they're not cheating.
Right.
And I found it like I'm sitting there. I felt like I was sitting there with a monkey saying, come on! It's a kneel down! They're not cheating! It's a kneel down!
Anything can happen, though. You never know. Anything can happen. They've screwed those up before.
But our gal, Jim Nance, she was out of her mind yesterday. Nance was so into the fact that she knew, that the game was going, as he said over and over again, to 96.3% of America.
Right. Yeah, he liked that.
And unlike a regular game, did you happen to notice how many times he would say, want to welcome those of you that have been watching Oakland at Houston.
Wanted to advertise the fact that the rest of the country was coming to his broadcast. Mm-hmm. He was very excited about that.
Sure.
Hey, and you know, Phil Simms likes heme. Heme. You know, you've talked for years about who's the announcer that says
Dick Enberg?
Dick Enberg with Yard Line.
Line. At
Phil Sims
yard,
does
line.
I don't know what Southern accent it is, but it's heem, bean. It's E E. Jeem.
Jeem.
Hey, Jeem. I don't know what he's trying to do to heem. But I'll tell you, he was wound up.
Hello, friends. Jim Nantz along with Phil Sims. The game's so big here, partner. They've actually even made up T-shirts for this occasion. I got you one here.
Oh, you got me one.
Early
thank
Christmas
you.
Gift for you.
Must not have paid for it, but thank you.
You got that right. How about this game and all the talk, all the buildup?
Well, I've been around the NFL, played 15 years, been around the league for 30 years, played in a few big games myself. But for a regular season game, I've never seen or felt the anticipation and the buildup to one. And these two teams, they really are special at this point of the year, so it deserves the build-up.
Yeah, well, that was more of the other guy than Nancy, though, please.
Yeah. I you know, I know Nancy? He's Jim's partner and all that. It's just, I don't know, Phil Sims.
Oh, come on.
I'd like to see a little more levity in Phil Sims.
Impossible.
He's the personification of what football analysts are, though.
But hold on. I don't want to be an apologist for Phil Sims. Mm-hmm. Let me just say, I think that maybe you could put Chris Rock in the booth and It would be hard for him to be funny with Jim Nantz.
With the humorless
there.
Jim Nantz?
I mean, could you imagine
But, I mean,
that?
He comes on this show. He's got a sense of humor. I like color guys to be in the great tradition of Tom Brookshire and John Madden, and it just it's moved away from that. It's now
Nantz will never let her guard down.
Right? You're right.
Especially when it is a super hyped-up game like that.
Right.
I mean, every single second Jim Nantz kept saying over and over again, Super Bowl 41 and a half guy, all of America watching right now.
But
Phil,
here's the thing.
Phil,
I give you John Madden as still the gold standard when he was calling the game last night, the Philadelphia Dallas game last night, and he was talking about Jason Witten when his helmet came off. It's that kind of thing. It's that personalization of it. It's that, hey, that's the kind of guy I like. And these guys, you know, no disrespect to Phil Sims whatsoever. He's doing what he, you know, he's been paid for years to do as an analyst.
Jim.
They don't personalize it anymore. It's not like, hey, I like a guy like
Mike,
this.
Mike, hold on.
You
know? Let me give you the opposite side.
Okay.
Where they maybe do it too much.
Right.
Did you watch the Bob Costas preamble?
No,
I
did not. No.
Okay.
No.
The pregame for the Eagles show, NBC is doing this ridiculous go green. Where they're gonna, right. They think that they're going to influence the environment by making their Peacock logo green for a week.
Okay.
So that's the whole deal.
Nice of them to do that.
And they announced during the pregame show that in an effort to save energy, they're going to turn off the lights for the pregame show. They say that by turning off the lights for halftime and postgame, they will be able to save enough energy to power an American house for a year.
Oh, wow.
And this is just...
Can you see them when they turn the lights off?
It is like Wayne's World TV. Here's a little bit of it.
We've turned our studio lights out as part of NBC Universal's Green is Universal initiative. And by keeping the lights out for halftime and postgame just tonight, we've determined that not only can Keith amuse himself, but also we're conserving enough energy to power the average home for a month.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, there was nothing average about week 9. Looks like the set of The Exorcist. Week 9 in the NFL.
I wish I'd seen that.
Colts on a record day in Minnesota. Here's Keith.
Don't you feel like we're in a seance?
And then they get into this whole thing, which makes me think of Michael Hughes, of course, was best man at that wedding.
Now he's best man.
And his entire phony windmill radio
thing. Yeah, solar powered.
Because what these cats are...
Transmitters run by wind.
What they're talking about here is they said, additionally, Bob Costas went on and said, What we pledge to do for the rest of the year during our broadcast, when we are not on the air, we will power down all of our lights and equipment in an effort to save energy. I turned to Janet and I said, do you have any idea how much power they're going to use every time you turn on and turn off that incredible bank of lights that they have and all of their monitors?
You mean firing them back up?
If, in fact, they do what he said that they were going to do, what a ridiculous waste of our time.
Didn't we hear years ago that you use more power turning the television on than if you leave it on?
I don't know if that's true or not. I just found, as usual, shock. I found it disingenuous, the entire NBC. We care about the environment. And to show you how much we care, look, you see that little peacock? It's green.
Green peacock.
Green.
And aren't they flying people? I heard something about them flying people from the Today Show, the various personalities on the Today Show, to different locations around the world, which sounded to me like a huge waste of airline fuel.
It made me want to go out and pollute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It really did.
Effect, sure.
I don't know. You know, it's weird the way the environment affects you, because I got a letter today from my township, and it was a letter that was designed to calm me down and calm the citizenry down, but it didn't do that, and it was like this full-page letter.
Was it about the sign in your front yard?
No, it was about drinking water, and it was a sign telling me that due to the drought, they've done some extra treatment of the water.
Yes.
And it was three paragraphs telling me how safe the drinking water was, and at the conclusion of reading the letter, I said to Carla, I said, please don't drink the water anymore, because it freaked me out. And the drinking water has been affected by the drought the township where I'm. A lot of townships around here, you know, it's mandatory water restriction right now, and it's just a little hinky. And, you wonder environmental extremes and all that good stuff, if they could ever turn it around. I don't know. I don't know enough. I'm not a scientist. I know
Mike, if NBC Universal is on it, it's going to get solved.
It's going to be green.
The networks of NBC Universal.
Don, I understand that every little bit helps. Every single little bit helps.
I'll tell you something, boy.
Yes, boy.
Boy, as I looked at that impressive roster of channels, NBC, Telemundo, Bravo, USA, I thought, you put a green logo on all of those stations, you're saying something.
And you're wearing green today.
Well, it's because I'm a Packers fan.
Well, you wear green all the time.
But I have news for you. I filled my car up with unleaded gas today, premium unleaded. Then what I did was I just drove and drove and drove, then siphoned it out, went back. I filled up five times today.
Do you still leave your car running all weekend outside of the garage?
It's going right now, Mike.
It's good. Very
it's
good.
It's going right now.
Just in case.
And thank God, because I hate going to a gas station on the way to work, siphoning out all the gas, then going to another gas station just so I can waste energy.
And how many years have you been burning your garbage?
Forever. Forever. I like the smell.
Some people take it down to the curb every week or so. You actually have the oil drum in the backyard.
I like the smell. And you throw in the occasional roadkill.
You know, I hate it when you do your own hair cutting at home, though, because then you throw the leave-ins. Oh, that's mad. Terrible.
What's a good smell, and I always love that you're still brave enough to do this, is when you empty your gas tank, you pour the gas down the storm drain. I think that's cool. That's a cool guy move.
And changing the oil by just taking the plug out and driving up and down the street.
On a hill.
Right.
And I was on the overpass just shooting at Priuses.
Randomly.
You still playing light bulb baseball?
Yeah, with the new curly kids.
The curly ones.
I had a great time with my kids this weekend with the thermostat. We played Let's Make Our Own Sauna.
Oh, that is fun.
It was so much fun.
I like that.
You know, you just turn it up as high as it'll go, and then you just see how long. First person to say uncle, that's when you turn it back to normal.
You should take it to the next level. We have dual zone, and we put one all the way hot, one all the way cold.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And on the steps, there's a small thunderstorm.
You could just sit on the stairs, watch the low pressure come in.
You know, it was hottest over the weekend when we all did that line dance.
That was so much fun.
At the Mason nuptials.
Wasn't it amazing how traditional it was, though, when they passed that white bag for the bride around, you know, and everybody put their money in it? Yeah. It was fantastic. I enjoyed that. I really did. Yeah, let's do.
Let's call someone who was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Rob Spiak writes, how was Michael Hughes' toast?
Fantastic.
Do you mean the toast he was served with his meal?
I had stepped out. I was catching a smoke with the other smokers.
With the first drink. Toast the lucky couple.
He won't pick up the phone today.
No,
probably not.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number, and when you called, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Thanks,
and have a great day.
To page this person, press 5 now.
No need.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, are they registered at Bass Pro Shop?
We're just curious since we weren't able to make it. I guess our invitations got lost in the mail. We want to make sure that we, it's a year, right? You have a year to send a gift.
Yeah. I saw a lot of ads over the weekend for some really nice low budget shirts.
Right.
And also great fishing supplies.
Yeah. I think it was Bass Pro Shops and, if I'm not mistaken, Target.
I hope so. We're talking about the wedding, of course, and I hope you had a good time.
We'd like to know.
We couldn't help but read in DCR TV that you were at the wedding.
How come we weren't there?
Why are we continuously neglected? We're fun at weddings. We really are.
Nobody's funner. Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, about that Sunday night game there, you know, they had Bob Costas by candlelight. And did you notice that they showed, like, the Pittsburgh Pirates Stadium, all the lights on, nobody in there. They showed that other football field with about three people there.
You know what?
It's just crazy.
This guy gets some kind of a prize. I wish I would have thought of that. I wish I'd taken my funny pills today. You're absolutely right. In the midst of all of this go green stuff,
right?
They got the overhead shot of the blimp, and it's like, and there's the Pirate Stadium saying, hi, Al, hi, John. And every single light in this an empty stadium is on. My friend, congratulations. You have one ticket to see Ozzy with Rob Zombie.
Great. We're at.
Yeah, my feelings exactly.
We're at, Don.
I hope to. Oh, I'm sorry. We're at?
He asked.
We're at. That would be at the Verizon Center.
Oh, good.
Okay, I'm Chico.
Oh, Chico. Well, it's not a bad drive. You do it around the holidays. When's the show?
Mike, it's January 5th.
January 5th, you can do it right after the first of the year when everybody's back at work.
Tickets go on sale last Saturday, November 3rd at 10 a.m.
I can always eBay them.
There you go.
Hey, what a brilliant thing to do for all our syndicated
very good
callers
idea.
Here.
Take our prizes and eBay them.
eBay them.
That's what I do.
Thank you.
I learned that from Robbie.
Uh-huh. You don't know how true that is.
Yes, we do.
You really don't
bid
know
with confidence.
If it says King of Queens, it comes from Chalky Colon. Hey, Don and Mike Show. One more. We got to hit a break. Hello.
Hey, have you guys heard Joe Jacoby in the mornings breaking down the Redskins games?
What channel has Joe Jacoby on?
He's on the Redskins radio, the little midget station.
Oh, the one that no one hears. That's too bad. Does he still have his speech impediment?
He sounds exactly like that tape you had of that trainable learning about her period.
Oh my God! Hey, be careful. That'll get Joe to come down again. We don't want him. We don't want him kicking our door in.
Joe Jacoby,
Tia deficient.
My wife enjoys them. I think the Redskins are going to go all the way.
Redskins were so effing lucky to win yesterday.
They're getting a lot of those one-run,
so contests. Effing lucky.
One run, I mean run, 1 point.
Meanwhile, on the other hand, who's the team of destiny in the NFC? Say it, everyone. Packers.
Packers are looking strong.
Brett's Armand, if he can't do it, no one can.
He could throw a few passes to Donald Driver.
I had the total mood swing with Brett Favre yesterday.
Really?
I had at one point when I stood up and I just went, ah! And why is it I called him by his first name?
Brett!
Like, I go, ah, Brett, you idiot! And I'm like, Janet goes, what's wrong? I go, ah! He did it again. He just has to just get him. I'm Brett Favre. I'm going to throw the ball wherever the hell I want to. And then 5 seconds later, he makes another one of those throws. It's a touchdown. I'm going, Brett, this is why you should not retire. You are the man.
Brett Favre.
He's the effing man.
You're having a good year with your Packers.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? It's super. Sure, why not, Mike?
You should have gone out to the game with that guy.
With who? With that Jew?
The Jewish man? Well, that's how he described himself.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct term.
That is how he described himself.
I love it when I say something that you feel the need to clear up.
Yeah.
And Rob,
no S.
Rob laughs at it. Oh, come on. These are the memories that we'll have, Mike.
Yeah, we'll treasure these.
We'll treasure these memories. No, and I wouldn't go to that game with a Jew, a Gentile. I like watching the games. I think, like most people, I finally have realized it's great going to a game, but there's nothing better than watching it at home.
Yeah. Best TV sport in the world.
Really, there is nothing better.
There's no sport, I think, that's better on the television than football is. I mean, as far as better than, you know, being there is okay for the overall experience, but I'd much rather watch it on TV.
And I realize also when I was watching, I guess it was all the games, they all the same. The stupid music, I guess, just goes from stadium to stadium. The stadium music.
The,
yeah, like the one that goes, oh,
they all use the
That's it.
Sure.
Okay, see?
Yeah, they do that at baseball games, dude.
No, 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 no.
It's like a generic football thing that I know for a while that was that the We Will Rock You, and they still do the rock and roll, the Gary Glitter.
Right.
But that one is.
You ever hear this one? Sure.
Jesse! Oh, I'm sorry, it's the wrong sport.
You get a lot of during a timeout or during a replay.
Right.
Do 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 do. But what I love best are the stadiums that have the wah wah.
Pixie.
There you go.
All right, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's another great day for drugs. The sun is shining bright.
Happy Monday.
So pass the bong and let's all get high.
AD.
It's another great day for drugs.
Andy Dick.
It's raining hard outside. Uh-huh. So pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
Hey, Dick.
It's another great day for drugs. My girlfriend's cat just died.
Mr. Dick.
So eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
Dickman.
It's another great day for drugs. The cops keep driving by. So snort a line and eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
Andrew Dick.
Loving you.
Mama Dick.
Very nice.
Daddy Dick.
But not as nice as drugs.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I got your candy right here.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I'm not funny. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I stand by for homosexual Joseph, but first...
Oh, boy!
What is it about chicks? Seriously.
Hey, can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Why is it I feel that when I'm living my life that it's somehow I'm going through a replay of things that have happened to me before?
Mm-hmm. Probably understandable.
I must have talked about my girlfriend today. The first couple of segments talked about her going to Paula Deen. Mm-hmm. Talked about how she gets along with my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned how we watched the game.
Right.
Mentioned about the thing with the kneel down.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. I go to the phone during the break. It says, missed call from Janet.
Oh. Right.
I call up and go, hey, sweetie, what's happening? She says, all I know is I get in the car and I hear you calling me a monkey.
That's the part she heard. Now, there has to be, seriously, there has to be some sort of rule that our significant others only hear the one thing that can, out of context, mind you,
it's like a radar.
Be negative. It works that you know what?
I said to her, you know, not that I live my life here with Janet, with Frida, with whoever to kiss their ass, but I said, you know, I do love Janet, and I try to convey that. And
you do.
You know, I know she doesn't know about this life, and she doesn't know about being talked about on the radio. But Jesus Christ, honey. I mean, you know, there's like 40 minutes of good stuff. And then the one thing, and I'm sorry, but you did piss me off about the kneel down thing.
Well, I understand what you're going through, because the Paula Deen thing was positively glowing.
Yes.
I mean, coming out of you. You were talking about really how brave she was and how she doesn't get fazed by this. And I was kind of thinking that she's pretty cool to be doing that. I was listening.
I said to her, do you, Miss Call in, how much of the show have you heard today? Well, I heard you talking about Judy, and then I just heard you say, compare me to being with a monkey.
The monkey part. Uh-huh. I mean, if you take the monkey part out of context, that's the
100%.
That'd be the one thing that even approached it, and even that was just silly.
Yeah, I agree.
Goofy, yeah.
I mean, and I we all commiserate with you because we all deal with the same thing. I sometimes wonder how Rob is able to walk in his door at night sometimes, you know, but he does it. You keep that from us, do you? You don't come on the air and discuss the what Don just
repercussions.
No, the repercussions of what exactly you've gone through.
Luckily, a monkey has a longer attention span than my wife.
See,
and oftentimes right she's moved on.
God, does he have balls?
He does.
He'll get away with that.
He does.
Have fun at the concert tonight.
He does.
She's going to see the Police.
How many years has it been? With debriefing and really just getting her head around the fact that because you don't say what you say and then
right
walk in with total impunity when you
she doesn't listen much anymore.
Right.
We had one huge blowout probably about 9 years ago, and it involved details of our bedroom life.
Ah.
And she drew the boundaries.
Yes. Okay.
And she knows that, you know, I won't cross those boundaries, and she knows that I will beat her.
Oh God! Oh you!
I remember that. I know. I know what we're not supposed to. Don't worry.
Right, but yeah,
I know
that was a ripe young evening.
You don't? Mm. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't. Oh yeah, I think is it the?
Yeah.
Let's
yeah
move on.
Yeah, I know. All right, I will.
Now, don't want to ruin the concert.
You want to know his Achilles heel? There you go.
There it is.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell me about it.
It's like kryptonite. Jeez. That is like kryptonite for you, isn't it?
Well, when she lays
you
it
were
out.
Very, yeah, I remember that 9 years ago, and I just will tell you one thing. You were very brave.
Thank you.
You were very brave that day because I believe you were commiserating with me.
She lays it out, and, you know, as long as I can stick to those rules, I can say some pretty horrible things and skate free.
So that was the end result of the blow-up is that you got the parameters.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I imagine that certain areas and certain moods, if they were to ever intersect, there may be trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody out there listening should know, as Tom Gavin would say, that we really do walk that line. Don, than anybody else.
But he should tell you, he's not being honest, that I don't know what it was when you were giving one of your pep talks about marriage last week. Carrie did call you during the break and said, I hope that was a bit.
Yeah
but right. You know what? Nothing was ever said at home. I didn't say it either.
That was the end of
really
it.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Hold on.
Is it really?
Wow. They all do. They all have the radar.
Hello?
Oh, he ain't talking.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Oh, oh that was very quick.
Don't talk about.
No, it's not that.
Really?
No, it's something about last week.
Oh, something totally unrelated?
Well, no, quite related. So do let's move on.
Gotcha.
Okay, you got it.
Okay.
We all honor each other in that regard.
Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, you guys. Hey, I moved here. I live in Omaha, Nebraska. I moved here from Washington, D.C.
Congratulations.
There you go. And I just want to thank you guys for...
you're welcome.
...casting here. I'll tell you what, it's...
Bye!
Nobody interacts with the listeners like the Don and Mike
That's
Show.
Right.
We keep it short and sweet. He was thanking us just for being us.
Well done. You said you
no need for any extraneous details at all.
We knew that's what he was going to say. Mm-hmm. Let's just cut to the quick.
Absolutely.
And let's find out what's new with homosexual Joseph. Oh,
yeah. Homo Joe!
Let's bring him in now.
He's bringing in a meat tray.
Joe, of course, is queen of Homovember on the Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely. There, look at him. There he is.
Homo
there
looks
he
like
is
a turkey.
There he is, Homo
there he
Joe
is.
As you know, we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving this year, the day before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Big Homovember show with Joe and 10 gay men.
Yes.
All of them enjoying a very gay Thanksgiving live on our show with wine and poppers and whatever
usual
else.
And the like.
And the like.
And great food.
Yes.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
No, with great food.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
No, oh, you're not doing it.
No, yes. Yes,
you
I am
doing
it.
It.
I'm asking for something here.
Hank's
yeah
Look Around Cafe. I mean,
you got to give the regular name, you know. It's
Michael
got,
Maris
you know
Show Bar.
All right. Oh, you know what? We can do that. The Look Around Cafe will get you burgers. The show bar will get you like
all
a,
right, O'Mara's.
A turkey dinner with all the fixing.
See how easy that was.
I've already checked it out. I'm talking about mashed potatoes, turkey.
Good.
And, you know, it's going to be cold.
You need stuffing.
But yes, stuffing. Oh,
God. Of that.
Oh, dear.
So, Joe, first, great to see you again.
Good seeing you guys.
Glad you're doing okay. Glad you're going to be part of our Homovember. Joe, first question I have to ask you. remember the last time that we saw you in person, you were involved with a guy that was beating the crap out of you.
Yes.
Right? What's up with that?
It's the guy with the dog, right? Yeah, the whole thing with your dog.
He killed your dog.
He ended up coming in to BWI Airport and with a little bit of drugs and got caught and ended up in jail. So
he went away. Happy ending.
So, yeah, happy ending.
How about that?
Not the kind of happy ending that we normally talk about when you're on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of drugs?
They're crystal meth.
Oh, that's the best stuff.
Oh, so
the good stuff, yeah.
So that probably contributed to his whole temperamental
violence.
Yeah.
So good. Did he have them hidden in his butt?
I don't know where he had it hidden. But I'm glad he's out of my life.
Wow. Know,
that's a good thing.
So good to see you.
So you're going to be the hostess with the mostest,
I
then,
will.
Right?
I'm going to give everybody Homo Joe boxers because they should wear them because they have a little heart.
Homo Joe what?
Homo Joe boxers.
Boxers.
Oh, know? Homo Joe boxers.
So
Joe
yes,
boxers.
So they got a little heart so they know what to do things in case they're young and don't know.
Wow.
Joe, what type of man, ideally, we're going to get 10 solo strangers, men who are single, looking for love. What type of guy would you like to invite down?
Well, I think we need to have a combination of the pitchers and the catchers. Otherwise, catchers, you're going to have a bitch fight.
Oh, my God. How about demographically, Joe?
Well,
Jesus.
Well,
it is demographic.
I think we should be very diverse. You know,
okay.
Have a little bit of Afro-American. We should have some Spanish. We should have some Caucasians.
Right.
You know.
Okay. What about age-wise? What are you looking for?
I think we start, 14?
Stop it. Stop it.
I think they have to be a legal age. You know?
Yes.
I really don't care personally, but,
21.
You know.
21. Okay. 21, that is that the rule? Yeah, 21. 21, right.
So I think with their emails, they just tell us if they're a top or a bottom, you know, and what they're looking for in life and what they look like, and we'll take it from there.
What's the oldest that you would
21
like?
21 to where, yeah.
What do you think, 40?
Joe, it's up to you.
I say 40. Let's
go. How
40.
Old are you, Joe?
I just turned 55.
55. Well, why don't you? How about you? Take it up to five? Double nickels.
Okay, double nickels. Yeah. Okay.
All right. 55. 21 to 55.
Okay, there you go.
Good.
Now, does body type matter?
Well, you have these standing models, as I call them, the bodybuilders. So it's like, you know, I lost all my weight up really good.
Right.
And everybody liked me. Then I gained my weight back. They don't know me anymore. But, you know, body type doesn't matter to me because it's what's inside
right.
the person.
See, I mean, gay men, notwithstanding, men are men. And men, it's the visual thing.
Right.
Well, so you get, now that you've gained a few pounds, you're not doing as well as you used to
Exactly. I'm not scoring, as they would say. Yeah. But, you know, they look at what you have, what you're driving. Where you went to school.
Just like checks.
And how much
okay.
It's like they do the resume before you even get to the date.
Okay. All right.
Does size matter, boy?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God.
Not to me, though.
Oh, dear.
Size doesn't matter to you?
No.
What's the number one quality when you're out looking for
somebody
a man?
Somebody that's honest. Somebody's honest to communicate. I mean, that's important. And
right.
You don't have a lot of that in the debate community. It's like, you know, how are you? Let's go to bed. You know?
It's a little too quick.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Well, Joe, you are Mr. Quick, though. I mean, like, you're the poster boy for that, though.
Yes, I have.
Currently, are you in any kind of committed relationship?
Actually not. I'm very single and loving it. You know?
Loving your singledom.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
Very good. All right.
Got a lot going on at work. And,
when's the last time you did something that some might find repulsive?
Okay, that would be in July in Cape Gay.
Cape Gay?
Yeah.
Is that like Cape May?
Yeah,
that is Cape Gay.
Cape
Gay. July. So you mean it has been since July?
Yes, yes.
Quite a drought.
That's wow.
Okay. But it's like I didn't need it because I was focused on other things. I've got my job has changed in my function of what I do at work, so I've been really focused on doing that.
All right.
Been doing a lot of traveling with work, so it's okay. You know, I'm quite content.
So, Joe, can we throw you out there and maybe get 11 guys down here on Thanksgiving?
That'd be fine.
Well, find a special man for Joe as well.
So it'll be Joe and his person, and then 10 other guys.
Right. So what you want to do is
so it'll be 12 total, right? 12 total, including Joe.
If you're gay. And you know it, clap your hands, and send us an email to donandmikewebsite.com if you're in the D.C. area and you would like to be part of Joe's Homovember on the day before Thanksgiving.
What is the dress code, Joe, for the fabulous Thanksgiving
at
feast?
At least at the beginning.
At the beginning.
Homo Joe boxers. casual. Casual.
Casual?
I think it'd be casual,
right.
Because you never know.
And I guess we need to include in the email your age and whether you're a top or bottom.
Oh, my.
Catcher or pitcher.
Oh, dear.
Will there be kissing?
Well, I hope to. I hope to see if we can have that.
Oh. Yes.
Me too.
Me three.
Yeah.
And we'll throw a little bit of good stuff out there for them, too, the educational purposes, in case they're really young and new and closeted.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be, it's the whole safe thing,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
All right.
We should get a picture of Homo Joe up on the front page of our website.
Absolutely.
So Joe can advertise himself.
Yeah. Right.
I like what's on the website now. It looks really nice.
It's a shame. Yeah, I mean, the two guys hugging.
Yeah,
it's a
nice.
Shame that we don't have the you know, the pilgrim outfit. That would be wonderful to put Joe in the pilgrim suit. You know, that would be delightful.
Or the turkey suit.
Right.
How about an Indian?
You know, Don, this is just a thought. I'm spitballing here. I'm thinking out loud. But, I mean, you know, we are going to be busy down here in the studio. But I know that there are going to be continuous reports required from an independent source.
And constant.
I was thinking that, you know, he hasn't been here a while. He was here just last week. But I would think it would be a good job for a former intern.
Are you thinking of Matt?
Yeah, that's exactly
yes.
what I was thinking of. You know,
as a matter of fact, we think he might be gay.
Right.
I saw his picture. I thought that, too.
And I to have him up there the whole time reporting periodically. You know.
May I spitball as well?
Okay, go right ahead, please.
I would like Matt's outfit to be a Chippendales dancer.
Ah, very good.
Shirtless, yeah. Shirtless with a vest.
With maybe like jeans or tuxedo pants.
The bow tie. What, Joe, yeah. What would you like?
Or maybe, bow tie.
How about the tearaway basketball
there
pants?
There you go. Exactly. And a tearaway shirt.
Well, I think we'll try to get Matt the intern, you know,
so listen,
Matt the Pollock.
All of you queers and steers out there should know this, that we are a fag-friendly show, and,
yes.
despite what we say. Come down. Everyone will have a wonderful time. We do embrace the gay lifestyle.
It's Homovember.
We want this to be our gayest Thanksgiving ever.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's going to be the beautiful matriarch of the entire thing.
Yeah.
You're going to be like the Miss Ellie. Of our Thanksgiving.
Right.
Like what the beach house. We had so much fun at the beach house.
I think really a nice touch might be for you to, you know, in some of those shops that you like to frequent. I'm sure they have aprons, right?
Oh, yeah.
Specialty aprons.
Oh, absolutely.
I could see you like, you know, with like a nice shirt, your sleeves rolled up, wearing the apron. Give it that homey Thanksgiving touch.
This apron has a hole in it.
What type of?
That's called the glory hole.
What type of pie will you be requiring?
Yeah, what type of pie, Joe?
What type of pie?
I think pumpkin and apple.
Pumpkin and apple. Okay, absolutely.
Traditional.
Very good.
We will make it happen. We're looking forward to having fun with you. Catered through Mike's Restaurant, O'Mara's. We'll have booze. I think we're going to have absinthe here on that day.
Wow. I think that'd be great.
So gay men only, please. Single gay men.
This is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
21st. Mm-hmm. Email us at donandmikewebsite.com and look for the picture of Homo Joe. Just click on the icon and let us know what's happening.
Very good.
All right, get out of here.
Super. Thanks.
Okay,
thanks, Joe.
I'll tell you about it.
Good to see you, man.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. He will be very happy come Thanksgiving Day.
An excellent hostess.
Homosexual Joseph.
Always good to see him. Looks good.
Yeah.
He's not gotten it since July.
No. In Cape Gay.
It's July, boy.
Boy, he's ready to go.
Sure is.
He certainly is, boy.
Did you hear him out in the hallway? I was talking to him about Janet. It's like talking to a girl. Really, it is. He said, oh, you know, I understand her point of view. I have to understand. It's not easy to turn the radio on, boy.
It's his sensitive side.
Yes, I'm talking about you, boy.
He's a sensitive guy.
All right, so send us the emails, if you would, please. Is Joe taking his picture right now?
Yeah,
yes, he is.
Right now.
Yeah. Joe?
Yes.
He looked away as he snapped the picture.
You get a good shot of Joe?
Oh, yes, Don. I got a great shot of him.
Love it when Joe does the gate.
Another good character voice. Joe, usually the pictures, do it against the picture of the wall where the John Wayne picture was, because the lighting is better.
Okay.
It's more flattering.
Mm-hmm. See if Joe.
I like it when he takes direction to review. Okay.
See if Joe will take his shirt off.
No.
Homo Joe. There.
There's a lot of mutual respect between Joe and I, and that's why it works so well.
I would like Homo Joe, if possible, in the Mr. Clean pose.
Good, yeah.
Shirtless.
Arms folded.
Folding his arms.
Right. I'll get an earring.
Doesn't he have one?
Does he?
I know he's pierced.
And we'll leave it there.
All right, well, that picture, I guess, is being taken.
Yes.
As we speak.
Uh-huh. Look for it on the Power Washing website.
We'll have a good time.
I like the behind the scenes.
I think that's it.
Awkward silence. No hugs?
Joe just put the headphones on.
Or is that his Time Life operator headset?
That's his headset.
It's his headset, yeah.
Rushing to get that on the internet, Joe?
It's going up right now.
He's on it.
Neil.
Yep.
Now.
Yep.
Have you noticed how much faster the website is, though, since
Joe's it's been fantastic. He's doing a great job.
I think you had a spam email up there, though, today, Joe.
I don't handle the emails.
Who does?
I do. Spam email on the website?
I think one was posted up there that looked like spam to me.
I'll take care of that right away.
Why don't you please?
All right.
I think we're going to have to really negotiate when we're doing this contest the spam emails from the real ones, because I know that I've gotten some at my own computer.
Yes.
that go along with our Thanksgiving theme, if you know what I mean.
Gotcha.
Yeah, a lot of those are floating around.
I'm with you.
You visit those sites, you're going to get those emails.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, what's up?
I was just curious, how old is Super Dave? Is he eligible to go?
He's down in New Orleans, and he probably won't be coming back for the holiday.
And not that there's anything wrong with that, but Super Dave is straight.
Yeah, he likes the ladies. Always hangs out at the various bars with women with short skirts and short shorts.
He likes the poontang. Oh, we got a break. We will find out what the Patriots are screaming about now. You know, the Patriots are pissed about the game yesterday.
All I saw was the headline, and I haven't gotten into it, the cheating. They're accusing the Colts of cheating.
No, this is not a joke.
Really? No, it's true.
Patriots complain about crowd noise.
Huh. Oh.
Like they don't have enough going for them.
Tell them to go out and play in Seattle.
The New England Patriots.
12th man.
What does it say here? Rob, Jesus Christ. Seriously, I know my eyes are bad, but Mike, take a look at that. I mean, someone with 20/20 vision would need a magnifying glass you could kill ants with to read that.
Microscopic.
The NFL is looking into allegations that the Indianapolis Colts piped in noise during the game Sunday between the Colts and the Patriots.
Keep going.
The charge comes.
He's doing it without glasses.
After the Penguin Patriots said Mambo dog face to the banana patch. No, this really is. This is like what you would see on an aspirin bottle.
Blow it up, boy.
I'll blow it up real good.
Blow it up real good.
And then, of course, very easy to read. The column on the left side. That seriously looks like you need 3D glasses for it.
Sure does.
Scary stuff there.
Hold on. I have a bulletin coming out.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. It's been a stressful show so far.
Wow. You know what that says? That says, I love you.
Spray that spray, and then, as Buzz says the other day, someone will be fertilizing the orange grove.
Some monkey just cut a fart in here. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're a goddamn genius.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report.
Okay.
When I came into office, I made a promise to the people that I will make government spend more money than we have and raise property taxes. It isn't enough spending unless it is overspending. I want to thank all of you for everything that you have done to bring California bankruptcy. And now it's the time for the legislators to do what is best for California. Rack up billions of dollars in new debt. Thank you for listening.
The Don and Mike Show.
Dead.
Is there one more on there?
Hi, this is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report.
Hi, Arnold.
This week, I want to talk to you about sex crimes.
Okay.
But I am a convicted sex offender. I joined with sexual predators, teaching them to lure children into sex crimes. I'm tipping the scale of justice in favor of the violators, not the victims. Period. Thank you very much for listening.
Period.
Now I'm mad.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, really, we should do this. Best Buy, Circuit City, whatever it is. I know we talked about playing Guitar Hero on the show.
Yes.
I got Guitar Hero. You got Guitar Hero. I
was playing a little Guitar Hero this weekend, as a matter of fact.
I don't know about you. I got burned out on the game right away.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was in Best Buy over the weekend, I saw this thing, Rock Band,
mm-hmm,
for Xbox, where one guy is the singer,
okay,
comes to the microphone,
right,
the karaoke thing. One guy has got a drum set,
cool,
the electronic drum pads, and the third guy, Orchick, mm-hmm, plays the gitbox.
Really?
Yeah. And all three.
We could have our own band in here?
Yes, in theory we could. And then, in theory, you can go online and play
a battle of the bands?
Battle of the bands against other people.
Wow. Oh, I love that. A lot of hardware, I would think, with that, huh?
How crazy expensive is that thing, though?
I would imagine it would be like at least $500.
I think it was under that. All I know is there was a crowd of people around the people that were playing the game in the store, and I couldn't get close enough to see, but boy, it looked like fun. And I thought we were going to do that on the show.
Did they have a keyboard?
No keyboard.
No keyboard.
No keyboard boy.
Okay.
No keyboard boy. But if we got that, I was thinking, well, so you're a double threat. You're either, actually, you're the triple threat.
No, not guitar, no.
You can sing.
Yeah.
Guitar.
I can,
you can drum.
No, I can sing and drum.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, I can't drum.
I thought you can drum.
Not really. Oh. I can't really play guitar. I can't really sing. I can't do anything. But I've always maintained that it takes the least amount of musical talent to be the drummer. Thus, I am the drummer.
You would be the drummer. I would be the singer.
I mean, I've got drums at home. I like to drum, but I don't think I'm a drummer. I like playing the drum.
Buzz, would you be able to tackle the guitar?
I've never handled one. I wouldn't know. I know Joe plays guitar.
Joe's a good guitar player.
Yeah.
I was thinking more along the lines of you and me and Rob.
Okay. Then we get Rob on guitar?
Rob, how would you be with that?
I'd be a better singer.
Yeah, Rob, do you want to do some singing?
Yeah, because you've played the guitar thing before.
I've played Guitar Hero before, yeah.
I've never picked up guitar.
But you can play Guitar Hero.
I stink at Guitar Hero. I really stink at Guitar Hero.
I think what we have to do is we have to get it in here and figure out, you know, what everybody can do best. Because, I mean, the fact that I'm a drummer doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to be a good drummer on the game.
I think that because of my limited talent, I should be the drummer.
Okay.
I get dibs on being Ringo. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Then I leave it to everyone else.
And can
else.
We all sing? I'm curious if we can all sing. Like harmonies. I know that I have a distinct... I have to get my Phil Hartman voice here. I know, Don, that I have a distinct advantage over all of you being a professional musician. You laugh technically.
I know, but...
Or I was.
You said it to make me laugh.
You haven't lived until you played drums and sung background. That's hard to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever played one of the karaoke or singing games on an Xbox?
No.
I have, and it's pretty cool.
Is it really?
If you go sharp or flat, it'll show you in a graph.
Really?
Yeah.
So
you've got to be pretty accurate.
Mm. All right, well, then how about I'll take the sticks. Joe can handle the guitar.
Right.
And you two can fight a little over vocals.
All right. Okay, very good.
I'd like the ballads.
And Buzz jump
Roxanne!
Now, Buzz, what would you feel comfortable with?
I'll be your manager. I can sing back up.
Oh,
Buzz, you
ought to try something.
Sure.
And who knows? Maybe we can all
play tambourine. Yeah, you
know, we should switch off. Because
okay.
I know that guitar has probably got to be the hardest
I would
to do. Even though it's not really guitar, right? It's just the buttons.
Don and Mike show. Yeah, it's confusing, though.
It's confusing to me.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, Rock Band comes out on November 20th, and it's going to be $169.
Well, that's not bad. I mean,
does that come with all the parts?
Do you get all the...
Yeah, comes guitar, mic, drum kit, everything.
Huh. Why do they have people playing it in Best Buy, then?
They're probably just demoing it out, but the Best Buy website, it releases on the 20th.
All right, because I saw kids doing it in Best Buy on Saturday.
They're just demoing it now.
They're demoing that sucker.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
turn
down your radio, please.
Yeah, I'm doing that driving. Sorry, I was surprised to get through that quickly, actually. Listen, I...
Thanks for the compliment.
That's another rule. That's a good rule. I think we implement that rule.
I was surprised it got through so quickly.
Well, that's amazing. I picked up the phone, I dialed, and I got through.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi there.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey.
I have some information about the Rock Band game you're talking about.
Yeah, there. What?
It's going to be $176.
And when's it come out?
It comes out in November.
In November.
November 20th?
What's that?
Is it November 20th?
I believe so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. The name of the video game is Rock Band.
You know what? And this is one I know this is lofty and I'm asking for too much here, but this is one where if they got it in the store right now and they're demoing it.
I saw it.
You would think that at least through the retailer we might be able to get somebody to get it down here. I mean, what better way to show the way the thing
there
works before
might.
It breaks?
That's using your canoodle.
I mean, really, I think, and, you know, obviously the game manufacturer themselves, that might be aiming too high.
Here's
but the
thing.
Local, you know, retailers, if they've got demos in the stores.
Yeah, but they don't.
They don't care.
And they don't need it.
They don't need it.
They'll be fine.
But that, well, who doesn't need a little more pub? I mean, really, you know.
B-movie.
But I, you know.
Yeah, B-movie.
B-movie.
Thank you, Rob.
We'll see.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Joe.
No, Don and Mike, hi there. I know you, as always, didn't expect to get through, did you?
No,
Oh, you shot me completely, Don. Hey, Don, does Rob A. listen to Groucho Marx in his vehicle?
Rob, do you continuously listen to your collection of Groucho Marx CDs?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Why?
I heard him the other day going home.
You heard Groucho?
Coming out of Rob's vehicle.
It's true. I was listening to the Marx Brothers last week.
Wow.
Yes, he was.
Well, how did, now?
So this guy, what was stalking
it's
you?
It's creeping me out a little bit.
How long have you been following Rob?
No, just knew it was Rob. I happened to be driving by as you guys were pulling out, I guess, from work the other night, and I've seen Rob A. before, and I saw him in the vehicle there.
That's lucky, isn't it?
But you saw. Were you listening to like radio plays or
no actualities from the movies?
I would say you'd have to be pretty close to Rob's car to hear him.
We were at the light together, actually.
What was I listening to? Could you name it?
Groucho Marx is all I heard.
Hmm.
All right, thank you, my friend. I mean, not thank you.
I mean, it's a little creepy that he heard it, but yeah, it's true.
You know, normally you're a little.
Loud, I have to say that.
Well, I like to listen to it loud. It's funny or loud.
You want to give us a little more as far as detail? I mean, normally you're really like you like to open the book up. Why?
I made a
little
CD of Marx Brothers.
Why?
Stuff.
Because he's a little creeped out.
Ah.
And there was an listener.
It was
outside.
Probably the Tootsie Fritzy ice cream routine from Days of A Day at the Races.
Okay.
That's what I was listening to in the parking lot from here. Unless he followed me further. Then he could have heard any number of routines.
Any funny lines from that? Anything that just would stand out that Groucho would say?
My favorite line is he's buying a whole bunch of books. He says, I have one book, it's a dollar. He gives him a $10 bill. He says, I need changes. I don't have any change. I have to give you 9 more books.
I would rather listen to AM Static, I think.
I didn't invite you to listen.
I know. I wasn't following you home.
He's a historian.
I know where you live.
Come on by. I'll make you a Marx Brothers CD.
I give you 9 more books.
Right. Hello, Don right. and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I was calling to ask you guys. See, now you got me all nervous.
Why?
Yes, well, I know you are in the company of greatness.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you guys are great. I love you.
Yes, we are. This is a dynamite show.
A dynamite.
And last time I talked to you, Don, you cussed me out up and down the wall. But
yeah, you crazy MF-er. You
the wildfires
fart.
That you guys
you
are always
dumb
playing.
Fart. What?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to over. Who sings that song "Wildfires" that you guys are always playing? I'm trying to look it up on
Harpo Marx.
iTunes.
Harpo Marx.
Harpo Marx. I thought it was Zeppo
with an X.
It's Harpo, Mike.
It wasn't Chico.
It's one of the Marx Brothers.
We'll be riding wildfire.
It's either Richard Marx or Harpo Marx.
Carl Marx. That's what Rob Norman.
No,
that was the old 30s band leader Skid.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, I've actually played that Rock Band game.
That almost sounds like this is number one fan calling.
Hey guys,
number one fan calling.
They came through. They had a big like semi with this big stage, and they came through Sacramento about 2 months ago.
That had to be bigger than anything that Sacramento sees.
It was
right?
Huge,
yeah,
huge. And the best part of the game is that when somebody starts screwing up, there's crowd noise, and the crowd starts to boo you.
Oh wow,
that's kind of like Guitar Hero. They do the same thing in there.
I hope that there is someone out there who's got that. Like you said, some retailer.
Yeah, they're marketing it. They're trying to generate interest for the holidays. I would think this would be a golden opportunity.
Let us help you demo it.
It'd be fantastic.
Thank you, my friend. Just because it was requested.
Do you get
sticks?
Hey,
guys, number one fan. Let me tell you something. When you were giving us that news information there, oh man, I loved it. Anyway, got to run. Number one fan.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
Just give me a minute. There was another local radio station that did the same bit, and it sucked. They had the guys from Rock Band come down with all their equipment, and they tried to play.
You just got to rain on our parade.
I'm just trying to
get this. No, you suck.
Hold on a second. Mr. Dumas, I don't mind if someone else has done it. The thing's not even out yet. Who did it?
It was, I don't want to say the radio station.
Why? I don't care. Go ahead.
It was the 98 Rock Morning Show, and the bit just didn't work.
You know why it didn't work? Because whoever those DJs are, they suck.
that could be the case.
This is like, you know, hey, somebody did it
I'm
before.
I'm just trying to give you a heads up.
Well, heads up. What, you don't think we should do it now?
That's like
is that your attitude? We shouldn't do it now just because some other Dumas's did it?
That's like saying, hey,
it wasn't because they did it. It was just that it sounded like crap.
Well, it's not going to be sound like crap if we do it.
They didn't do it right, you stupid ass.
Right.
Dumb idiot. That's like walking up to Chris Rock and saying, hey, Chris, hold on, let me put this in perspective.
Right.
It's like walking up to Chris Rock and saying, you don't really want to do that joke. You know why? I saw Carrot Top do that joke last night.
Right.
He really bombed.
He really totally bombed. Exactly. That is the context.
Same thing.
Because that's right. We're Chris Rock, and 98 Rock is Carrot Top.
And here's the deal with when we do it. If it sounds like crap, we'll have more fun with it. If it sounds bad, that'll be fun.
Jesus. But seriously, if some no-names from 98 Rock can get it, why can't we get it?
Well, we probably can.
Should now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Shooting liver.
Right. Also, Kid Hitler. And don't forget, what was your name, Buzz?
Weed.
I'm sorry, I forgot Weed.
We love you guys over here in Francisco.
Oh, very good.
All right. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate
it. Flav.
Right. He rules. He's the man. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I just picked up the new Guitar Hero 3 on Monday, and, man, what a disappointment. I mean, those songs were all made for a kid that's, like, less than 20. I mean, I was born in 57.
So that's really the only difference with the new Guitar Hero is it's just new songs?
Well, there's different gameplay. I mean, you have to go heads up against Slash, and it's damn near impossible to get past the medium hard, you know, the level.
I thought that the third Guitar Hero was actually going to have strings instead of the button.
And isn't it Guitar Hero 4 that's coming out now? Is it 3 or 4 that's coming out now?
I think it's 4, maybe.
Yeah. No. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike, how you doing?
Hey, very well, thank you.
It's my birthday, and I'm getting drunk.
Oh, isn't that nice? You by yourself?
I am.
Yeah, any plans?
No, well, it's a school night. I got to work in the morning, but...
Let's say hi to your typical Donna Mike listener. How old are you today, sir?
I am 37.
37? You'll be alone drinking on your birthday, and what is it that you'll be drinking?
Lots of beer.
Is it your own beer, or did you steal it from the refrigerator because you're in your mom's house?
No, it's mine. I bought it.
If you get drunk enough, will you call some of your ex-wives?
Never been married, Rob.
I have only one question for you, sir.
Please.
Why did you set that guy on fire at Good Guys?
It just seemed like the thing to do.
Uh-huh. Horrible thing to do.
That's not acceptable.
No. Not good behavior.
Never bring gasoline to a strip club, Don. What have I always said?
Rupert Pupkin.
Yeah, here in D.C. at Good Guys, one of our classiest strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the second classiest.
Pixie. Some guy got kicked out on Saturday night, went back in with a big thing of gasoline and tried to set a bouncer on fire.
Whoa!
Yeah, hey, Good Guys.
Wow.
He was trying to take pictures of the dancers, and he was removed.
That's not a lie. I've been in those joints. They love that when you do that.
Do you remember our best Good Guys moment?
I do.
No, which one?
That was my bachelor party.
It was Mike's bachelor party when we had just had about had enough, and Mike came out
sitting
in the gutter.
Literally sitting, not on the curb, in the gutter.
In the gutter.
Rob and I were in the gutter. No, I do remember that now you mention it, yeah.
That was a really bad night. A great night.
Yes.
No, you know what it was? It was a great night and a bad morning.
Oh, man. Did the bouncer get hurt? I mean, did it succeed when he tried to do that?
He was injured.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't been to that place in a long, long time.
He put his face out with a track shoe.
Joe.
That was doorman Norv Turner.
Joe was there a couple weeks ago.
What? Really?
Joe was there for a bachelor party.
Joe, you were good guys?
Really?
Joe?
What?
Never mind. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Thank God it wasn't a dancer.
Absolutely.
You guys are so mean.
To who? Besides those who deserve it.
No, you're telling that guy that Harpo Marx sang that song. Harpo doesn't sing. It was Zeppo.
I already said Zeppo.
You're such a dick.
Yeah,
I know you've heard that before, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right, that's right.
He's sorry.
Bye. You're sorry. What about your mother?
She's sorry, too.
She's still sore.
She's still crying.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
What about the vagina?
Exactly. Hello.
Hey, one of the San Diego pitchers for a baseball team broke his finger playing
guitar or whatever that is, the guitar man.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. I don't know off the top of my head who it is either.
Wasn't Jake Peavy, was it? Wasn't the superstar, was it?
No, there was some big-time major leaguer who got an injury playing Guitar Hero.
That's when you're a general manager for a baseball team, you want to get a rifle.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike,
yes,
Radio Deities.
Hi there. I don't think it was Rod Carew.
I think it was.
Hello. Rod Carew.
Rod Carew is just a funny sounding name for a baseball player.
What planet are you from? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike.
Hey, well, your wish has been granted.
I'm still trying to get by Rod Carew.
I will turn down my radio as well.
Ah, too late.
Bye.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The show is moving much too fast for you today. Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, guys. 380-second fan here. You know that little fake argument thing you do? Yeah, I love that. Just wanted to let you know. 380-second fan here. Out.
He's trying to be funny. Yeah. He's trying to be like...
Hey, guys, number one fan, I just wanted to call in and say great job giving us the sports scores. Excellent, excellent job. Keep up the great work. Anyway, I got to run. Number one fan.
Right, number one fan.
Angry Monday.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Why don't you turn that radio down?
Yep, or just turn it off. Was that Bob Mailman?
It did sound like
Don's
it.
And Mike's.
Did he accidentally hang himself up?
He's gone. Hello, as he said, Don's and Mike's.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I heard Slash on the radio this morning playing, talking about that Guitar Hero. He couldn't even get to his own level.
Okay, all right. Slash,
good all to right. know. Thank you, my friend.
That's because he was high.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Joe?
No, this is Don and Mike. I'm sorry, it's not Joe.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys, I just wanted to call and let you know that this is the 20th anniversary of listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, this is your personal 20th year anniversary?
Whoop-dee-up-dee-doo.
My personal one. I was a freshman at the University of Maryland.
Blah, blah.
And you guys were on that other radio station.
Okay, thank you. I'll go to see it on Facebook. Thank you.
And Mr. Geronimo is touched.
Deeply touched. Oh, that meant a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
Meant so much.
Number one fan here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I just want to make sure, I haven't heard you mention it, but I want to make sure you guys are going to make it down here for the Best of Sacramento party. It's next weekend, and I thought you guys were special guest DJs.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not going to be spinning records or anything, but is that this? That's not the date that I had marked on my calendar.
What do you have, Mike? Oh,
this one. I thought it was the first weekend in December. Is it next weekend?
I guess so.
Albie's going.
Yeah, I know Albie's going, but
hey, guys,
no
number
idea.
One fan, great job with the traffic. Excellent, excellent job telling us what's happening, you know, with what roads to take and all that stuff. Number one fan.
Number one.
Thank you. Great. Appreciate that.
Yes, we know all about that party in Sacramento. We are going with the Masons. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you're wondering what I got them, seriously, for their wedding.
Yeah.
I got them a jar. Okay.
With their very own.
And I think they should have a child and name him Dixon. Only so that when they call the names child, when they do the backwards
last
name, feel like it's
Omar, right.
Mike.
Right.
There you go. See?
I thought they were going to name the child James.
Or Jackie.
Can you go bowling?
Jackie. Norton, I want you to go bowling with me.
No.
I can't go bowling with you, Ralphie boy.
Seriously, on behalf of the Don and Mike Show, we want to send best wishes to Dan and Marilyn Mason. Manson. Sorry. Dan Manson. Uh-huh.
We're sorry we couldn't make it.
No, her name is Marcia.
Marcia Mason.
You win. King of the Masons.
Thank you.
What's grosser?
Oh, no.
What's gross? You know what? Never mind. There's nothing grosser than Marcia Mason.
Marcia Mason, winner.
No matter what I thought.
Even when she was supposedly making those movies like The Goodbye Girl. Was she supposed to be hot?
Did you happen to catch no
Who's grosser, Marcia Mason or Jill Clayburgh?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh. Jill Clayburgh.
Thank you.
Snotty nose.
Yep, red, irritated nose in all of her movies.
I was flipping around during the Colts game yesterday, watching games that no one else would watch, and or maybe it was before. I don't know. Who did Jacksonville play yesterday? New Orleans.
That's right.
Well, New Orleans, you know, not bad.
So they had a shot of Jack Del Rio's wife
right
in the crowd.
How'd she look?
She looked like Tammy Faye Baker when she was on Larry King.
Oh, wow. No. Oh, my God.
And they
really?
And they had the daughter next to her. Uh-huh. And all I can say is the daughter looks like she could move in to Andy Reid's drug emporium tomorrow. Wow.
So they needed, both of them needed a little meat on their bones?
They had first they got the shot of him on the sidelines. He already looks like American Dad, right?
Right.
And he's got that sleep deprived, like he's been up for 20 days in a row look about him. They go, well, there's Jack Del Rio, and there's his family unit, and there is Skeletor, his wife,
oh, no.
Who's got the big, like Danny O'Day ventriloquist dummy, rosy red on her cheeks.
Just speaking to the fact that perhaps we need to examine the home lives of our NFL coaches, because there seems to be some problems there.
Next to her is like a combination of Hannah Montana and Wednesday Adams. Uh-huh. Their daughter, who's got
borderline goth, is that what you're saying?
The creepy goth look. Yeah.
Creature of the night.
Talking about how they love and support their dad, and meanwhile, while the game is going on, they're doing everything but watching the old man on the field.
They're not paying attention.
No, it's them looking at their nails and then whispering back and forth.
And New Orleans, did they win?
Yes, they did.
Okay, handle very it. Good. What's that?
Handle it.
Oh, that's right. You have Drew Brees in your fantasy.
Yeah, it would
have
been good if I wasn't playing someone who didn't have him.
I guess so. I guess so. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut occasionally.
One day early, but congratulations.
Yep. Yeah. Mike, listen, anything can happen on the final night.
That's right. How many points are you up?
75.
Ooh.
He's in the mummy.
Who am I kidding?
You never know.
I killed this weekend. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gracias.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning. And totally destroyed them. But, you could doctor tapes.
The Don and Mike Show. Rude, thoughtless little pigs. Don and Mike.
Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea, and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay? Hi, it's Larry King in Washington. So proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure and welcome you aboard. Happy new organization. Happy anniversary, guys. And you're both, I was going to say you're both terrific, but.
Right.
What the bleep happened here?
Why do you favor rape?
I like rape.
Stuck inside these four walls.
Foo Fighters. Do, 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 do. Yes, we're going to spin the wheel of Larry here.
Oh, very good.
Ah, good.
We have not gotten to, Larry with Jerry.
Right.
Also, Larry with transgenders.
He's very uncomfortable.
And Larry with animals. But it's mainly the Larry with Jerry thing, especially since our dreams were answered and America made American Gangster the number one movie. That's and right. Showed Seinfeld what we think of B-movie.
B-movie did not beat American Gangster.
P-U. Foist, we never mentioned this. Patriots complain about crowd noise.
Mm-hmm. Did they get one with bigger print?
Look at that. Can read from halfway across the room.
Hey there, boy.
Sure, boy.
Yeah, there.
All right, so the Patriots, who cheated everything. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. Bob Kraft, great seeing him on TV yesterday, huh?
Hi, how are you?
I, of course, have my trademark blue button-down shirt, white collar, red power tie.
Go Patriots.
Is there anything feebler than one of a Robert Kraft high five up in the box?
High five.
It really looks like wet bread being thrown around.
I am very excited.
And don't you like the moment like I do when he knows he's on TV?
Absolutely.
And he tries to joke cool it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There I, yes, there we are. We're all on TV.
Yeah, I'm not going to be very old. Bob Kraft.
All right, so Bob Kraft, who just shouldn't be complaining about anything.
Right.
Says that the Colts were making fake crowd noise, that the Colts piped in crowd noise to make it more distracting. Robert Kraft approached the NFL's vice president of security after the game.
Do you know who I am? I'm Bob Kraft.
He said he's angry. Now, the guy that he yelled at is the same person who got the videotape from the league office of them cheating.
Uh-huh.
Right. Let me see. I don't know how you measure levels of being deaf, but we couldn't hear anything out there. Fed Tom Brady.
Well, I understand also that after that, and now the Colts are upset about this, because when Bob Kraft approached the vice president of security for the NFL, he also slipped him a bag of baby marshmallows.
From Kraft.
You know, it is the holiday, and you can't, never too early to start thinking about those candied yams.
Those Kraft baby marshmallows.
A delightful taste concoction from Kraft.
You know, me thinks that the Patriots, even in a bye week, are going out of their way to do this us against them thing. It's like, okay, you won the game in Indianapolis. What's he going to do to fire them up this week for their bye week? Well, this week it's going to be, guess what? Well, they're all out to get us.
Yes, piping in crowd sounds.
I'm sure you heard the piped in sounds. And what if they were sounds like that?
Now, that's funny. And couldn't you get away with that? I mean, really. I mean, if you're playing goofy sound, I guess you have to stop. You have to stop all the sounds once the game starts.
Right. Now, that one would be good. How about this one, though?
See the quarterback standing at midfield. Make it stop.
All right, so Patriots should just shut up about that.
Yeah.
They got nothing to complain about. Who are the unsexiest men in the world?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Yes. Number one is Pete Doherty.
That's the guy that was with Amy Winehouse.
Correct. Oh. Ugh. Fuggly and fuggly.
Nasty looking guy.
Followed uh-huh. by Wilmer Valderrama.
He was on that 70s show.
Right. He was Fez, right?
He played Fez.
Hey! Then you have Simon Cowell.
I disagree with that. I can't possibly disagree with that more.
Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben Stiller.
Well.
Ben Stiller. I'm on the Ben Stiller bandwagon.
You know, when you really, and I've been watching just too much of Something About Mary because it's on always. And when you really take a good look at him, when you look at him when he's walking out at the very last scene, he's walking out and he's crying, and you see him from the back, just look at that, and just look at the shape of his shoulders and his head.
Well, look from where he came.
He comes from Jerry.
Yeah.
And Ann.
Ann Mira. Well,
never forget he was squeezed out of there.
Ann dropped the O, Mira.
And I'm sure everybody has seen it. We've not talked about it. The Lance Armstrong, and which one of the Olsen twins is he dating now?
Mary-Kate,
Mary-Kate. He was running the marathon yesterday,
right?
The New York Marathon, and so was Katie Holmes. And I saw on the news today that they had Tom Cruise and a little baby there mm-hmm. when they crossed the finish line. And then talk about looking goth and coked out and like she hadn't slept for 3 weeks. Whoever the Olsen chick it is.
Mary-Kate.
Oh, yeah.
That Lance Armstrong is dating. He gets done running this race, and he lays a lip lock on her. And I'm looking at it going,
so they really are the item now.
Oh.
You know, the age difference.
I found that to be extremely horrific.
Well, she is. It's not only the age difference, but it's also the way she looks.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks. She doesn't look like she's, 23, 24 years old?
He should be dating the fat one.
The fat one of the two.
She looks to me like a grown-up JonBenet Ramsey.
The third one, not the twin. Mindy Olsen.
Hey, watch it or her dad Merlin is going to get super pissed at you.
Merlin Olsen. And what does the matriarch say? Mrs.
She's
Mrs. Olsen. Uh-huh. Hello, Mrs. Olsen.
But seriously.
And the dad's not around. If you don't have your father around, you're not going to have any guidance. Johnny's dead.
I'm one down. Seriously, though, what are you thinking? I know that you had testicular cancer and everything,
mm-hmm.
but did it make you crazy in the head?
Batsa and the Gugutsa?
I mean, okay, so you dumped the wife mm-hmm. that stood by you during the cancer. Yeah, okay. You got Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow was a nice fit. They were kind of a dream couple.
Made sense.
But then you go from your wife to Sheryl Crow to one of the Olsen twins all hagged out?
He, I think, owes his public, an explanation. But I think he's probably going to have to. He's going to have to eat a lot of crow.
He probably did already.
That is not an appropriate joke because they're not together. They're not together. That was a joke for the previous relationship.
Maybe he had to eat too much crow.
He ate too much crow. You're going to have to eat crow there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Sure, I spent time with her, boy. But all I did was eat crow. Constantly.
Every day.
She made me eat crow.
Man can only take so much.
After a while, I was counting it. Counting crows.
Counting crows.
Counting crows.
Oh, God. Well, she, I mean, how old, what is the age difference? Because, you know, this, I'm sensitive about
the
this
Olsons
subject.
The Olsons are 21, I think, and Lance Armstrong has to be probably younger than us. I'm just going to say below 50.
Below 50? Yeah.
Any idea? Are you looking something up, Buzz?
I was going to check on those, yeah.
He's been after her ever since New York Minute came out.
New York Minute was their highly unsuccessful film debut,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. With Eugene Levy.
Mm-hmm.
It was an erotic thriller.
Yes, and it all centered around Eugene Levy. Levy.
Eugene.
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 Hello, Eugene.
You find out that info, Buzz?
I'm checking now.
Go to inappropriaterelationships.com.
.com, right.
Well, here, now, may I just say something? May I say this about that? That you've got the age difference, which I'm aware of the slings and daggers.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla, that get hurled upon a person when they date a person that's younger. But I'm happy to say that at least even at the outset of my relationship with Carla, she did not, resemble an Oompa Loompa. You know, I mean, when you look at Mary Kate and Ashley, I mean, aren't they undersized? I mean, they're waif-like, both of them.
They almost look like troll dolls.
Yes.
On crack.
Yeah, and they're just emaciated.
They're way too skinny.
Right.
They got the owl eyes. They got the anus eyes.
I don't know why this has stayed with me for all these years, but Steve Guttenberg did a switcheroo twins movie with them when they were little.
Right.
And they asked Steve Guttenberg how he could tell them apart, and he said because one smells more like tuna and the other like salmon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kind of a dig. Yeah, that once you're on the bad side of Steve Guttenberg,
yeah,
who wants to be there?
Don't look back, boy.
Boy.
Sure, dear boy. Sure, boy. I was eating crow all weekend, boy.
Lance is 36. Ashley is, Mary Kate, rather, is 21. I guess they both would be.
15, boy.
He's 36?
That's what it says here.
That's all. Seems to me he should be way older.
Yeah. So that, what's the age difference? 15 years?
15 years. Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
What's your age difference?
I don't remember.
Come on, you're 48, and Carlos, how old?
26?
22 years.
27. She's 27.
Make your mind up.
It's 21. 21!
21.
Yeah, boy.
And hello. I've never been happier.
Hey, guys.
Sure there, boy.
Sure there.
Everybody's walking the tight wire today, boy.
Amen.
Everybody talking about their girlfriends, boy.
Wow.
Or their wives.
Right.
Their boy.
And, of course, we've been together 4 years. When we started, it was a 25-year age difference.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did you guys notice who was
That's
taking the photographs at the marathon yesterday?
No, who's that?
Jimmy Olsen.
Okay. That's a good one.
Superman's pal. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Radio dogs, what's
Hi.
Going on?
What's happening?
Hey, you know, of all the professional athletes that you would think would go spreading his seed around, you would figure like a quarterback like Lance Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, Lance Armstrong has definitely got poontang appeal. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. I mean, look at him. If you're a woman, you look at him and you go, I'm gonna sound terribly gay here, boy, but I'll say it. He's a good looking man.
Think about his thighs. About his thighs with all that bicycling.
Right, stop thinking about it.
He beat cancer of the ball off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Don't you think that would motivate you more to spread it around a little bit, if you made it through that debacle?
Maybe the well is dry.
Yeah, boy.
Maybe after that procedure, he doesn't care.
Sure, boy.
He doesn't even have to bag it.
be safe with me, Ocean Twins. Sure, boy.
But I mean, you know, when you're here's the reason.
Sure, there, boy.
You've got Sheryl Crow, who I think is a hell of a lot hotter.
Spent the weekend eating crow.
Eating crow. She's much hotter, especially. Yeah. Didn't she get herself into shape when she got together with Lance Armstrong?
All weekend, I really put my step in it. I'd eat crow all weekend.
Crow.
My jaw is killing me.
Speaking of crow, Donna Mike Studios, check out the trees. They're all over the place.
Sure, there, boy.
Yeah, there, boy. We went outside, looked at the, you know, we have a street light, a black street light outside here, and we are basically taking a poll as to how long before it will be completely white with bird droppings.
Right. Sure, eating crow all weekend long.
Sure, there.
Except that my eyeballs and crow.
All the time.
My mouth full of crow.
Morning, noon, and night eating crow.
All weekend. I taste crow.
Crow.
Look, I got crow in my teeth.
Only time I don't mind eating the crow is for breakfast. Breakfast.
Why do you eat crow? Well, we're all over Larry, and I think we'll spin the wheel when we come back.
Yeah.
We got the Sure Boy, Larry and Jerry, and like I said, Larry and the transgenders, mm-hmm. and Larry and animals, but mainly Larry and Jerry, especially since America has spoken their boy.
Right.
And said that movie there is not the number one movie. I saw a rerun of this the Larry King, Jerry Seinfeld thing, mm-hmm. and Rob, I don't know if you have the audio to go with this. I saw one ridiculous part where they have Larry King dressed up in a bee outfit,
got it, yeah.
like the outfit that Jerry Seinfeld wore at the Cannes Film Festival. Uh-huh. And it's Jeffrey Katzenberg,
yes,
who's walking up to Larry. Now, Jeffrey Katzenberg is driving a Volkswagen that is painted yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks up to Larry and says, Jerry really wants us to promote his movie.
B-movie.
And it's a close shot of Larry's face. And Larry says, but what can I do? And then as the shot backs up, you see they're both wearing bee costumes. Seriously, wearing bee costumes. And then it's Larry King. This is actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Larry King walking down the street in a bee suit, and he says, go see B-movie. Now showing.
Yeah, they made that playlet, and it is actually the same bee costume that Jerry had to wear at Cannes. Larry complains about how much the head weighed.
Of course, his neck.
It's heavy, right?
His pencil neck.
No shoulders to hold it up.
My shoulders are touching. I can't support the head.
We're here with our guest tonight, Lance Armstrong. Lance, what's it like eating crow?
Did you get tired of it?
We're here with President Clinton. Boy, you had it in a sling back in the day. Did you ever eat crow?
I never had the chance, Larry. I always wanted to, though. Yes, sir.
We're talking eating crow.
Every day is a winding road. I'll eat that crow.
I guess Bill Clinton and Lance Armstrong, the only two men I know that have eaten crow.
I'll tell you, I respect this man. I do. So you think if I got sick in my left one, I'd be able to get more? Thank you, Lance, a lot.
I've just been told this is a double entendre, this eating crow thing.
Eating crow. I know what you're talking about, though.
I thought it was like the Heckle and Jekyll thing there. Uh-huh. All I know is the guys and I, we're in the break. We're talking. We don't even know that we're still on the air. Did anybody tell us that we're back on the air?
Who's your agent? He's not vigorous.
Yeah, boy.
Sure, boy.
You can say that again.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and
this is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, now I have something to confess. Last night, the aforementioned Mr. Katzenberg came over to my house right before I started trick-or-treating with the boys.
Right.
And he had a problem. Watch.
So, Larry, I just got the phone call from Jerry. He is really, really upset with you.
At what?
He says you're not out supporting the movie. He gave you the part of his of a lifetime in this, that he's taking care of you.
I know. Where's Michael Hoffman when you need him? This bit of theater now has Jeffrey Katzenberg getting out of his yellow Volkswagen, going up to Larry King wearing the big B suit.
This is really funny.
And what are you doing?
He's got a point.
Well, I'm just telling you, he's really upset. And he's upset with me, too, because he says he's out. He's talking to everybody. He's promoting like crazy in this. And we're in the doghouse, you and me.
All right, we'll make it up to him.
Let's go take care
of him. I'm going to do something. I tell you what. I'll walk the street. Ride the car.
I'll ride the car.
I like that.
Let's get out there and, you know.
Okay, I'll sell it.
Beverly Hills. Let's tell him about this movie.
B-movie now playing.
Okay, now he's walking up and down the streets of Beverly Hills in the B-suit.
Uh-huh.
Larry is.
Come one, come all. See B-movie.
B-movie playing everywhere. Go see B-movie. Please.
That was your suit.
That shot of you and Katzenberg nose to nose.
Historic.
I have not seen that since I left Hebrew school. That image of thousands of years of Judaism meeting nose to nose. That was very exciting.
The Don and Mike Show.
What the bleep happened here?
Just eating crow.
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Now let's spin the wheel of Larry.
Larry.
Got all the Larry and Jerry stuff,
which in retrospect now is even better because B-Movie was not the huge success that they thought it would be.
Right.
I had some discussion with folks this morning about that. Movie made like $40 million over
about
the weekend,
$39 million.
Right. They spent a lot on promotion, a lot on salary, a lot on all that crap. What do you call it?
Animation, CGI.
The GC. The
CGI.
That's it.
Right.
So you got to think that they and Seinfeld's got to get his share.
Promotion alone, I mean, it's it's probably about the halfway mark as far as $39 million, right?
So that's got to be a huge disappointment for them, right? Because you have you have the Tom Cruise movie coming out Friday. I think it's this Friday.
I think it is.
And
the one with Meryl Streep,
right? And you got American Gangster. I realize they're not going towards the same audience, but what I'm saying is blockbuster after blockbuster after blockbuster. When you reach this point of either the summer. Or the fall.
I'd like to see the breakout because American Gangster, there's just no way that they even remotely approach the promotion that was done for B-Movie. I mean, B-Movie, correct. We were talking about it on Friday.
Right.
We've been hearing about B-Movie since March. I mean, haven't we, really?
Yes, we have.
I mean, all I know is that he has been in that B-suit forever.
It seems like it.
Let's spin the wheel.
The wheel is loaded.
Oh, is the wheel loaded? Okay. The wheel of Larry. Now it may be
the Larry wheel.
Larry and Jerry. Larry transgenders. I don't know. I'm honestly flying blind here, so let's see what comes up.
We're back on Larry King Live with Jack Cannon. We're joined now by my two sons, Chance, who is 7.5 second grade, Cannon, 6.5 first grade. And what are we joined here by?
Now look at these. What is this?
A kangaroo.
That's right, kangaroo. What do you have?
Kangaroo.
These are obviously red kangaroos, Larry. What do you call a baby kangaroo?
I don't know.
Joey. A Joey? And not many people know this. What do you call a group of kangaroos? A whole bunch of kangaroos. Not a herd. What do you call it?
I don't know.
A mob.
Thank you very much.
A mob?
A mob of kangaroos. And the neat thing about the kangaroo, everybody, let me show you this.
You know, we're going to have to spin again.
Yes.
Too much Jack Hanna.
Yes, Jack Hanna does not do well on radio.
Not enough Larry.
Right.
Come on, Larry and Jerry.
Yeah.
Come on, Larry and Jerry. Let's see what we got.
How do you like the medium?
I like it because it has the light comes through it in a different way than it does a live-action movie. Kids like it. Even grown-ups, you sit there, and we were talking on the break about the color in the movie.
I was saying that the color is... the best color I've ever seen.
No.
Best color I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
I've seen a lot of yellows, Jerry. That's yellow.
It's the best color. It's not like a live-action movie because it's paint. You use paint to get the colors so bright and vibrant.
Those are yellow.
Yeah.
The reds are red.
Well, also because Bee's whole life is about recognition of color. You know, because they're always looking for flowers, so color is a big part of their life. But yeah, it's so
glad
vivid.
It came in
and
second.
Some of the reviews,
me too.
They just talk about the color because it is.
I didn't see any reviews where they just talk about the color of the movie, right?
No,
the reviews that say it sucks.
The animation sucks. I mean, really specifically, the cornerstone of an animated feature,
the CGI,
is actually the way the characters look, and it was savaged.
Look at all these colors.
Your idea to have Here Comes the Sun
feature in the movie?
I don't think it was. I think it was Nick Fletcher, our editor.
How humble of you, Jerry.
Great use of that movie. That
yeah.
Great song.
Yeah, it's and Sheryl Crow sings it in the end.
There
and
she is again.
Actually, we recorded it in London at Abbey Road. And
okay, shut up, Jerry. Let's spin it again.
The reds are red.
We are spinning the Wheel of Larry.
Right.
Some of Larry King's best guests recently.
Jessica Lamb, the 37-year-old in that piece there, will be with us throughout the show. Born male, underwent gender reassignment surgery 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. She's the parent of two sons, of whom she has full custody, by the way, and they're with us as well. Jesus Lamb is 17 years old, and Christopher Lamb is 16 years old. Jessica, what was your name as a male?
Jesus Lamb.
You were Jesus.
Yeah, he's junior.
When did you first know in your life something was wrong?
At a very young age. I mean, I could remember being 4 or 5 years old. I used to have this fascination with Linda Carter and Wonder Woman and how she would just twirl around and become this beautiful woman. I used to pretend there was a box.
I remember her outfit.
That I could crawl through this
nice
box
boobs,
and I'd come
right?
out the other side.
Her
and
reds
girl.
Were really
and this was
red.
As early as 4 or 5.
But you went on what profession?
Well, spin I it. Always aspired to be
spin
a musician.
It. Come on now. Come on more Larry and Jerry. Come on, Larry and Jerry. Yes!
Do your kids think you're funny?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
You make them laugh.
I do.
Oh, there you go. That's
there it is.
The end of that one.
The suck fest continues.
Spin it again. Come on, more Larry and Jerry. More Larry and Jerry.
How about Jerry is a transgender.
We're back with our remaining moments. Let's meet the African porcupines.
Look at this here, man.
And a baby.
Look at this, though.
He's a very strong... Don't touch the thing. Well, you can touch him if you go back with them, right?
Yeah, yeah, but be careful, though. Everyone, this is one, an incredible animal.
That's
here.
Okay.
Don't touch the thing. There are a few people that raised this animal. I love the porcupine because, Larry, look at the quills here. And then the quills come out of the body. It's Mother Nature's means... Are you enjoying this?
No.
Huh?
That's my boy.
No,
hey,
touch
one.
Hey.
If you touch it the wrong way.
Feels like daddy's hand.
All right, two more to go. A cane toad.
Could you get like a pig to do the sound in karate so I can scare the people away?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Takes karate.
Now, don't touch this one. This is African. This is a cane toad, everybody.
I got to spin it again.
I was practicing karate and broke Daddy's femur.
Come on, Larry. Larry, what do you got? Larry.
Why bees?
Why not?
Why didn't you pick
I knew you had the tie.
Winner.
Yeah,
so I figured I'd make a movie to fit the tie.
Not the tie, the suspenders?
Bees, I love bees because, first of all, I live in a perfect society socially and a perfect corporation. So I look at a beehive, I see like...
Too bad America took a crap on this movie, you big mouth creep.
Like a corporation that is hanging from a tree. It's a company in there. It's a very how to succeed in business without really trying kind of world that they live in.
Sure it is.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the enlightenment.
Thank you, puffy shirt.
Why bees? Why? The reds are red.
Welcome back. My next guest was born female, but at the age of 25 began a long, complicated journey to become a man. His name is Ryan Salins, and his story was featured on Cable's Logo channel in a documentary titled Gender Rebel.
Logo.
Take a look at this clip.
When I go into the women's locker room, my anxiety shoots up because I'm afraid of what people will say if they look at me. So tomorrow I go in and...
I like hearing transgender, but I like hearing Larry with...
Spin it again! Whoa! The yellows are yellow!
Do you like bees, Jerry, now?
I have
a different feeling about bees?
I feel like bees are on a different level than all the other... They look down on the other insects. They deal with honey and flowers. It's a very sophisticated life.
But they sting people.
Well, you know, you got to protect yourself.
Oh, that's right.
Every animal in nature has a form of self-defense, or you won't survive.
Will you do another movie?
Who's asking?
Wow. Oh, wow. Stimulating.
What a jerk-off. This is great.
And he likes bees because they look down on other insects.
Huh. Like he does.
Like he does.
The amazing thing, Larry, is if you look at the antlers here,
The male loses their antlers the 1st of December. So I think we've got things a little bit backwards. It's really the females that are pulling the
too
sleigh.
Too much of this.
I'm not trying to ruin
Bye, Jack
our
Hanna.
Story or anything, but in real, reality.
Rudolph.
Too much of this guy.
Jessica Lamb, Ryan Salins, and Tony Lorena remain with us, and we're now joined a return visit with Susan Ashley Stanton. Last time she was here, she was Steve. She eventually became, she was the city manager of Largo, Florida, was fired from that job. All right, how's it like being a, what's it like being a woman?
It's like, great. It's being authentic. It's being real. It's being who you are. It's superb.
Anything surprising?
Not at all. Not at all. In fact, I tried to suggest to my male friends that this is the best thing that
One more spin. We got to go to the news.
All right.
Tell me how things are with the family.
My family's been great. My son and I are actually spending more time now than we did before.
Bye-bye.
Okay, one more.
Here we go.
One more. Come on. Come on, big boy.
Whoa.
And they put us on Thursday. We went from 58 to 4 in 1 week. And that was it. And
then we hit the jackpot.
We started
here.
Doing better than Cheers, and then I don't know. I
jackpot.
Don't know
jackpot.
Happened.
Lasted how long?
9 years. 180 episodes.
You gave it up, right?
I did. So.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also.
You would.
But. Yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were.
Do you know who I am?
Wow. Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
Boy, you don't take it so bad.
Well, that's the big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
They
we'll
says
right
Steve, you hear that?
B-movie opens. B-movie opens.
Can we get a resume in here for
B-movie
me?
B-movie opens
Larry
tomorrow.
Can go over?
We'll be right back.
Good comeback, Larry.
Wow. There's a classic.
I like Larry when he's just going.
Classic Larry in there. He goes to the D's Demandos.
Yeah.
When he's in over his head, he says,
right.
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
These are chicken fat on a matzah.
Sure, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, whatever. Great spin in the wheel of Larry
yeah,
today.
It was a good wheel today.
We got to go to Buzz right now, though.
It's hi, everybody. This is the news.
We're late for a very important date. Buzz.
Yes.
Lead story is Dan Mason is married.
Well, that's, and then right after that, yes, it's dark.
More news coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Buzz.
It's all about the buzz.
What about weed? Is it going to be any weed?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Here we go.
The second greatest show on earth, the Don and Mike Program.
Don't forget, everybody, bring your iPods in tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
No fear downloading cool music. Bring your iPods as they are.
All right.
Tomorrow we'll play Whose iPod Is It Anyway?
All right, Dad.
And we'll play a game to give away some stuff. Maybe we'll do like Can You Get to 10 or
Whoa.
Honk for Cash or
wow.
Something like that. Whoa. Sure, Dad, boy.
Sure.
Whoa. Smashing Pumpkins. Pumpkins are orange, right?
Orange.
Ooh. That is the reddest red.
The red is red.
Here now with news and comments is our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm great, but you are 300% more likely to get hit by a car right now than you were at this same time on Friday. And not just because it's dark earlier. A new study from Carnegie Mellon University shows that in the month right after we fall back, a pedestrian's odds of being hit by a car at 6 p.m. 3 times greater than it is the month before we return to standard time.
Three.
Researchers say it takes a full month for rush hour drivers to get used to the sudden change from a well-lighted commute to driving in the dark.
Here's part of the problem. I'm sure a lot of you folks out there have had the same thing as just happened to me. I just went to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and I found I couldn't go. That's all. No, no, actually, the clock in there has not been changed.
Oh, right.
So I was taking a leak going, man, at this time last week, I was like in my car on my way home.
Mm-hmm. It's very strange. Feels a little odd when you get back to work.
It sure does.
Notify engineering.
Mm-hmm. And apparently people are not being as cautious, and then they haven't adjusted their level of caution.
Well, what people need to do is slow down.
Good advice, Mike. Good advice.
Turn your flashers on.
Drivers haven't yet adjusted their level of caution. They will over the next 30 days, but they haven't yet. So in the meantime, car versus pedestrian accidents will skyrocket by well over a third.
I want you to know something. I'm rooting for the pedestrians.
Good. Me too.
You. You've chosen the right sign.
Strong pedestrians that can actually take on a car.
Not me.
Yeah, never you.
Rob always roots for the car.
That's right.
I do. And I have to drive faster.
Mm-hmm. Year-round, daylight savings time would save 200 deaths a year, according to this report.
Also, it would stop us with this ridiculous hassle of fall back and spring forward.
And quite frankly, at the end of the business day, it would be a little brighter.
Mm-hmm. No one takes my advice.
What's that?
Go to spring forward, fall forward. So every 12 years, you actually gain a day.
I like that a lot.
See?
I like that a lot. It'd be super bright.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins if you spring forward and
But you got to wait 12 years for your extra day.
Oh, but it's going to be awesome.
I like the idea.
I predict that we'll be done with daylight savings in the next 5 years.
Make it happen.
I'm on it right
now.
Very
good.
Excellent. The Hollywood writer's strike is in full swing. This week, the impact will be most noticeable on shows like Letterman and Leno.
Suck on that, losers.
Both of those shows, all of the late night shows, are now officially in reruns.
Our writers are on strike as well. That's why our show sucks so bad today.
Yeah, please excuse us.
Who's the boss is taped before a live studio audience?
Don and I will not be walking the picket line, but we will be picking it.
Picking the picket line?
No, we'll be picking it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next,
if you see us in a car, you'll know what we're talking
I
about.
I see. All
right.
Right
up to the third knuckle.
Pick boogers, Buzz.
Okay, I got
that's
you
a booger picking joke.
I get it.
That's okay.
All right. Next week, it will affect.
Buzz?
Yes?
Serious question.
All right.
Have you ever eaten a booger?
No. No, why eat them? They're supposed to come out of your body.
When you were
back
a small
in.
Child?
Never?
You
not that
you
I recall.
Eat them out of curiosity?
I, not that I recall.
I think I ate one this morning.
I don't think they're to be eaten.
Might have been two.
Huh?
No.
No, not green and red?
Well, dry actually makes Christmas boogers. Yeah. No. No, just flaky.
Nice.
I think I remember asking you that like 2 decades ago when your answer was to say you'd never eaten a booger.
Yeah, they're to be disposed of, not eaten.
I had something on my leg over the weekend that I picked off. I ate that, too.
Oh, God.
I've eaten thousands of boogers over my lifetime.
That makes me nauseous.
They make you live longer.
And I'm talking about during my adult lifetime, while I was aware that I shouldn't be putting my finger in my nose and eating the booger. I mean, forget it. It's tens of thousands before I knew that it was a faux pas.
Some sort of societal thing.
Don't think you're supposed to eat them.
Well, they can't hurt you.
That's my theory.
I mean, it's just putting something back in from where it came.
Other stuff that comes out of your body you don't want to eat.
You think you're going to get up to heaven and God's going to say, now, I'm going to give you a little bit of comeuppance here. I could embarrass you by showing you about 8 million scenes of you pleasuring yourself. You don't want to see that.
No, who wants to look at that?
Or God could say to me, or we could look at you scratching your athlete's foot, looking like a monkey with legs intertwined. Or how about this? How about the 1,000 times since you turned 40 that you picked a booger and ate it?
Which one would you choose?
If I had to watch?
Yeah, you got scratching your foot, pleasuring. Or picking it and eating
I would
it.
Probably pick, if God made me watch one to be humiliated, the one that would humiliate me the least would be watching me scratch my feet like a monkey.
All right.
And then probably the boogers, and then probably the...
Mm-hmm. Right. I'd want the...
Yeah. First
again and again and again.
But that would be so embarrassing. You're sitting there with God.
No.
He's got his by his big throne on the big screen. He goes,
I'd hate to see myself doing that. That's not true. I've actually watched myself do that in the mirror.
And what about, you know, with my luck, it would be God would say, you've done it at all kinds of inappropriate times. Mm-hmm. Let's remember back to Grandpa Pate's funeral. Let's go into that back room. When you
sneaking it.
Well, when you had to take the edge off.
That's stress. Yeah, that's what that is.
Have you ever watched?
And I did.
Have you ever watched yourself, helping yourself?
I would be honest and tell you if I did. I have not. I have no desire to look at that.
I have.
I mean, I look at it from my perspective, but not like Beth Ann McBride.
I've watched
you. No, I've in a like a mirror. Have you done that?
Yes, of course.
But you've never eaten a booger.
No, not that I can recall.
You've swung, but you've never eaten a booger. You're amazing.
Aren't I? I agree.
If it comes in pill form, Buzz has tried it, yet he has not eaten a booger.
Well, that's, the boogers are gross.
And I have to qualify mine from my adult life. Nose, not nearly as much as eye boogers.
Oh, crusties?
Yeah.
Do you eat those?
Sometimes.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh,
that's... Okay, you got me on that one.
Yeah. A little weak in the knees now.
I just missed him doing it.
Pretending I did. I don't have any this time of day. Damn it.
But still,
I wish I had that pink eye.
You're touching your pink eye and then licking your fingers.
You will if you keep doing that.
I know. it's just a thing.
So next week, the writer strike will affect daytime television, soaps and game shows. Even shows like The View will be affected somewhat.
How can The View be affected?
Believe it or not, they have writers, too. I don't know what they write, but they have them.
Coming up, the person that writes the card, hi, I'm Whoopi Goldberg. Coming up today, does your man eat boogers?
Oh, you're right. They have to do the intros and the outros. They probably have people that write that.
The View will probably keep doing shows. They can probably get by without those writers. In primetime, the strike won't affect most shows that are already underway, although we do know that 2.5 Men and Back to You, to name a couple of examples, are going to suspend production because they rely on writers for last-minute rewrites.
Men.
I find that to be good news.
Men.
Those shows cannot suck enough. Get out of here. I'd rather eat boogers on TV.
It also means that Lost...
I'd rather watch a TV show like with Charlie Sheen eating boogers than watch his highly rated sitcom.
And they'd have a catchy name for it, like, EYB, Eat Your Boogers. Welcome back to EYB. Let's take a look at Jessica Simpson, who didn't know that we were looking at her when she was in Spago.
How I Met Your Boogers.
You this fall.
You know Brittany would be all over that show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She'd be a recurring player.
My name is Booger.
Tina Fey is out on the picket line since she is a writer as well. She's not only honoring the strike, she's marching in
Booger.
New York.
What? 30 Booger.
30 Booger.
30 Saturday Night Booger.
And the host of The Daily Booger, Jon Stewart, is now paying the writers for his show and The Colbert Report out of his own pocket for the next 2 weeks.
So does that mean they're
continuing to make shows for the next 2 weeks on The Daily Show and The Colbert Report because Jon Stewart is paying the writers for both shows out of his own pocket.
That's brilliant. Well, then I think that's really
why
brilliant.
Why doesn't Letterman do the same thing?
Because Letterman's not as nice as Jon Stewart.
But it seems to me Letterman's got, well, of course he's got plenty more dough than Jon Stewart.
If it seems to me it's probably pretty damn expensive, I would think.
I would think so.
But if it would keep the show on the air, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, especially during ratings.
But until then, we have to have a rerun of Late Night with David Boogerman.
The strike also means that Lost, which was supposed to return in February with 16 new episodes, will now only have 8.
Lost Booger.
And that's just one example. 24's run could
24
be
boogers.
Interrupted as well.
Did you watch The Amazing Booger last night?
Oh, yeah.
I watched my news program, 60 Boogers.
And the strike does limit the network's ability to haul out mid-season replacements for the shows that suck, like Cavemen.
The New Adventures of Old Booger.
I got the box set this weekend of King of Boogers.
And if the strike drags on, as it did 20 years ago, it'll affect primetime next fall. NBC is even looking at buying shows from Canada.
The National Booger Network.
My name is Booger.
The last writer's strike cost the entertainment industry $500 million. But more importantly, this time, television was already in bad shape before the strike.
Oh, what time is the Bionic Booger on? I love her.
That is a
super.
Viewership is already down with TV in shambles. It can only make things worse.
What about According to Booger?
Now struggling networks.
What about Gray's Booger?
Come on, Buzz, play the game. How about Sunday night? Desperate boogers.
Hey, no, Sunday night's cold booger.
Without a booger.
Sunday night shows work.
CSI booger.
Yes, CSI booger.
Yes.
I get like eye booger.
Yes, that's right. CSI booger.
Oh, look, it's time to go home.
Your light went off.
It's still on.
Your pre-programmed light went off.
That's true. Coming up, jamming cell phones and porn seller busted for selling porn.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
But the reality shows will be okay, like American Booger?
Yes.
All right. Very good. And you know, the Tuttles yeah. Feast.
How about on TLC? Welcome to another edition of Trading Boogers.
Trading Boogers. Oh, welcome to eighth grade.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm a little nauseous, but otherwise I'm okay.
You have never eaten a booger.
Not
never.
That I know of, no.
I dare you to right now.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do it.
Not
it's gross. I'll get sick.
I'll get sick.
I'm Bob Costas. Welcome to Booger Night in America. And tonight on ESPN, Monday Night Boogers.
Oh, no, pardon the booger.
PTB.
Oh, Lord.
We don't have riders.
No.
Yeah, look at that.
We don't have riders.
They're out on the picket line eating their boogers.
No off switch. Mm-hmm. Right here, I pointed my brain, Mike's brain.
Amen.
No off switch. That's
constantly right. Going.
All right, Buzz, stand by.
Uh-huh.
Stand by for news.
News.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Idiots, because they choose to be Don and Mike.
White wedding.
White wedding.
Want to shout this one out to Dan and Marsha Mason. A couple of my favorite white executives at CBS. And everyone that was at their wedding this weekend. Donnie Simpson, Michael Hughes.
LBD.
And LBVD.
I like rape.
Right on. Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi
there.
Mike.
Hi. Hi there.
What if I told you there's a device that fits in your pocket that would allow you to secretly terminate the conversation of that annoying cell phone user next to you?
Hey.
The device is illegal, of course, but overseas makers of the portable cell phone jammers have now sold hundreds of them to folks here in the U.S. A San Francisco architect named Andrew has one.
Hi.
He was on a commuter train recently next to a woman in her 20s who he says was blabbing away. Quoting Andrew, she was using the word like all the time. She sounded like a valley girl. There she is now.
I was going to say, train commuters, regular train commuters, you almost can forgive them.
Andrew
reached, no, you can't.
Andrew,
you and I have been on enough trains with dicks.
No, I'm saying forgive the people who buy the devices.
Who jam
oh,
the
thank
talkers.
You. I thought you were talking about, because here's your average
no,
guy.
No, I
on
hated
Amtrak.
Those people on the right, train.
On an Amtrak. Mm-hmm. You guys just go ahead and have regular conversation.
All hey, right. So I don't know what time we're going to be getting in.
Right. I'm on the 305! I signed the deal!
Time, the last yeah. time we went to New
yeah.
York.
Yeah, what did he you say? Signed
said
it!
The last time we went
can
to New York.
Can you hear me?
We had another guy on our train.
He signed the papers! Yeah,
this guy.
We're going into a tunnel!
We'll have to talk later because of
this guy.
Andrew.
That's the way we do it, too.
Our friend in San Francisco.
No writers.
Andrew reached into his pocket and pushed the button on a box the size of a cigarette pack.
Who he?
The woman kept chatting for another 30 seconds, and then she realized there was no one on the other end. The device jams cell calls in a 30-foot radius, and more businesses are buying them. Theaters, restaurants, public
speakers.
We got
15 jams in a row coming up next hour right here on Booger 1067.
That's a good jam.
They sell for as little as $50, but you can also get more powerful ones that create an ongoing no-call zone. The fine for using one, $11,000 for the first offense. Verizon and the FCC went after a Maryland restaurant owner for using one to keep his employees off the phone.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
I'm sorry. I just, they annoy me.
And focused. The FCC even has a device now for detecting cell phone jammers. A psychologist says he needs his jammer to keep him and his patients from being distracted or interrupted.
Hey, don't forget, when we're done tonight, the jammer's on at 7. He'll be playing the top 8 at 8 tonight.
Yeah.
The jammer.
The jammer, baby.
Followed by Hollywood and then Kobe.
And Shadow.
And don't forget Squirrel in the morning.
Teachers would love to be able to cut off cell calls. One of the overseas companies selling the jammer says it's even sold one to an American school bus driver. Pornography has long been accused by its critics of generating sexual assault and other sex-related crimes.
Beauty. Oh, yeah.
So how do you explain this? An economist at Clemson has studied the numbers and discovered that while porn has gone up...
Beauty. Oh, yeah.
Mostly thanks to the internet, the number of sexual assaults has gone down. Todd Kendall even studied it by region. Places with the most access to the internet had the lowest number of rapes. Wherever internet access goes
why
up...
Why do you favor rape?
Wherever it goes up by 10%, sexual assaults drop by more than 7%. and there's no connection between internet access and any other type of crime.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
It's still just a theory. Kendall admits there are other factors, but he says at the very least we can know that more porn does not mean more sexual assault.
Yeah, let's hear it for porn.
Yay. Doubt if any of that will help a 40-year-old Rick Kryle of Manassas, Virginia. He's being prosecuted for using his adult video store to sell adult videos right there on the sign, After Hours Video.
Now I'm mad.
Kryle did his homework before opening the store a month ago, even checked with the local prosecutor, but right after it opened...
Well, what have we here?
So did a new group called Citizens Task Force Against Pornography. So now the local prosecutor has changed his mind because he's now putting Kryle on trial for 16 felonies. The charges are based on a dozen videos purchased at the store and sampled by a grand jury of six people.
Sampled.
Kryle is expected to win his case on First Amendment grounds.
And then I sat and really worked it.
But he could also lose either way. Lawyers have become part of his cost of doing business. And finally, sure, dancing's fun till someone loses an eye. Dateline, the dentist office of Dr. George Trustee of Syracuse, New York, the dentist who's being sued for $600,000. 31-year-old Brandy Fanning was in the chair having a molar drilled out. There was the sound of the drill mixed in with whatever song was playing on the radio. And then another song began, the monster disco hit Car Wash by Rose Royce.
Sure.
The dentist began to dance as he drilled. The drill bit snapped and lodged in her head near her eye. Dr. Trusty tried to get it out, but that only moved it further into her sinus cavity and the bone next to her eye. After emergency surgery and 3 days in the hospital, Brandy's going to be fine. To Dr. Trusty's credit, he's the one who recommended she go to the emergency room.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
That's where we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. We have the new episode, and... Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Curly.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
A brief reminder.
Yes.
Tomorrow is election day, and I want everyone to get out there and vote for Rod Carew.
Hey, go, Rod Carew. I'm going home to watch How I Met Your Booger.
I want to say hi, Peter North and Dan Mason.
Oh!
Oh!
This is the Don and Mike Show.